Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I barely made it in to the broadcast studio just now. I have been so busy on the telephone working on a whole bunch of bizarre, bizarre stories that just get crazier and crazier by the minute. I'm like somebody in a batting cage that is trying to hit 20 balls a second being thrown at me. And I'm not complaining. It's just all so important. And I can't triage any of this information. It's all that important. There's just so much of it. My brain this morning has been going a million miles an hour. So many points, so many facets, so many angles I want to go over. And then I get here on air, and I'm trying to track down all this information, trying to call all the phone numbers and addresses. And, you know, I didn't believe it. I didn't want to believe it 4 years ago when we got the clergy response team secret FEMA documents where they're training tens of thousands of prominent preachers around the country to indoctrinate their flocks for martial law, to indoctrinate their flocks to go to FEMA camps to take forced inoculations. And then we called the phone numbers, and FEMA confirmed it was real documents. And years later, they even put it on the news like it was a good thing. Oh, the pastors are being secretly prepared for martial law and to tell their flocks to submit. Oh, it's so good. Or going back 15 years ago when I learned about government narcotics trafficking, something that was already public knowledge, but I started investigating it. And then 15 years later to see the news go, yeah, well, our government grows the opium, and we ship the cocaine in. It's for your own good. We put you in prison when you get caught using it. It's just so in your face to have a Supreme Court nominee openly saying that she wants to get rid of free speech in the Second Amendment, and it's not even an issue. And what's happening with North Korea is off the chart. And what's going on with Iran is incredible. And what's happening with the euro is just amazing. I mean, the turbulence, the tumult that we're in right now is just amazing. Now, I will say this. Yesterday, we began confirming, this isn't even the big story, that there are private police forces in Houston tied in with Serbians running around engaged in police work, and it looks like it's connected to the usual parties. And there's an Israeli connection, and I've got a big stack of research on that, and it just gets more insane by the minute, but that's not even the big news. The big news is that I was already aware, so this just confirms, that the feds, as part of the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, and the clergy response teams and InfraGuard are publicly training and drilling to use post offices as sorting centers. You know, who goes to a FEMA camp, who goes to a prison, who gets released, who gets inoculated, who gets interrogated. And now we've gotten post office documents from a good source about them expanding these all over the country. Stay with us. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. We have the Korea situation. Open talk of nuclear war, World War III. Notice this is all happening as the global financial banking system collapses. The world economy by design. You have Israel, the United States, and others openly talking about a first strike on Iran that could trigger just all sorts of very draconian scenarios. You openly have the federal government butchering the Bill of Rights and Constitution, spying on the American people with no warrants, publicly setting up FEMA camps, openly turning loose cyber command on the internet, propaganda intensifying all over television, where they demonize anyone that questions the government in shows like CSI are terrorists. Anybody who questions vaccines are murdering terrorists. Anybody who questions fluoride in the water is an un-American terrorist. They're just going for broke. This is a hot revolution against our freedom. There's no doubt this is super bad news. Now, I received information this morning and was asked what I thought about it. And it comes from a good source. And I know the source it comes from. And then I know the source that received it. And I only got this in about the last hour and a half. And I'm going to be quite honest with you. I'm going to play a couple of video and audio clips right now so I have time to go work on this some more before I start talking about it. I know that the post offices have come out in the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act in mainstream newspapers where it's leaked here and there, where firemen and police have talked, not knowing, they were compartmentalized, not knowing they were supposed to keep it secret, that they are to be used in forced inoculation centers and as distribution centers where they take in the whole town, and then people are put through databases, and certain people are sent off to FEMA camps, others are released, others are tagged. This has come out in government documents. Namely, and I've got Watson working on it right now, I remember this, it came out in Utah and Colorado and New Jersey, of all places, in 2002, 2003, during the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. Remember, the feds were trying to pass that? They went ahead and implemented it through executive fiat, but it was forced inoculation for everyone in America with live smallpox. Then they started the shots with police, military, firemen, and a whole bunch of people died, had heart attacks. It caused an autoimmune response in the ventricles of the heart. So they had to suspend it. You remember that 7 years ago, 7.5 years ago. And then it also came out in the clergy response team documents that have been confirmed to be real. Now it's on mainstream news 4 years later, how great it is that the pastors are preparing their flocks for the FEMA camps, for the forced inoculations. And we know they've got brigade homeland and martial law training, and the entire military is being given martial law and gun confiscation training. See, we've gone from all of that being rumor to it being confirmed now. And NLE09, troops from 14 nations training to take on the American people. And Obama's saying we've got to strengthen international institutions for a new international order. And all this global government talk. Now, the world economy is being collapsed right now. It may completely implode in the next month, or it may take 2 years. I don't know. But every expert we talk to that I trust, and my own research shows, there is no putting this back together again. They have purposefully destroyed the world economy, as Dr. Paul Craig Roberts said here a month ago, before he rode off into the sunset. And this offensive against liberty and freedom is going on worldwide in plain view right now. All the stops have been pulled out. All the chips are on the table. And I do have documents, and I have called some of the numbers, and they're real numbers this morning. And I am ferreting through some more of this, and we have a clip of this in Police State for the rise of FEMA, but I've got Jason Douglas right now pulling the actual raw video out. We're going to post that on my YouTube channel to dovetail, because at the time, I went up there, and when they were down the hall talking to some other media, I ducked into some offices and began shooting video of everything, and they had genetic engineering, blood testing facility. I got some video of that, and I ran over, and it said Alien Detention Center, Combatant Detention Center. And, of course, it had been on the news. They were looking at that to be a FEMA holding facility. I mean, that had been confirmed the year before. But people, you know, said, oh, Alex, you're making that up, when I called in on talk radio, when I called into my own show when I was out of town, when Jason was sitting in, when I covered it. And then since then, of course, we went through all the video, found it from 20-something hours we shot, and put it in Police State 4. But I didn't kick my heels or blow my horn and say, look, you know, here's the footage inside the facility. But people are in denial about that, so I'm gonna post that. In fact, I'm going to have Douglas just post where I duck into the room and everything. We'll just post that for you. I mean, again, it's in Police State 4, but we just show the documents there. I'm gonna put the raw footage up of me sneaking around in the facility. Yeah, people never expect you to do bold stuff like that. I mean, she literally ducked into a room for about 1 minute, and I just ran into the office and started. You can see me flipping the documents, the blueprints. And I got out of the room 1 second before she came back out. The point is, this clicks to be accurate and real when I have and I've got to go get back on the phone with one of the sources right now. So I'm going to go out to break with myself on Russia Today yesterday. Then we're going to come back with Ron Paul Straight Talk in the next segment. And then I'll continue after that. And we'll see if I'm going to go ahead and break this on air. But go ahead and go to the video and audio. Here it is.
Blame Canada. Remember that fun song from South Park? Well, now some people are blaming Canada, or at least its government, for promoting itself using public money and the internet. Apparently, the Harper government has been monitoring political messages online and also correcting what it considers misinformation. Radio host Alex Jones is in Texas, and he joins me now for more on the story. So, Alex, the headlines here read, Harper government monitoring online chats about politics. What is this all about? Is it legal? Is it infringing on privacy rights? And if so, how are they able to get away with it?
Well, it is true that this is going on, and there's so many facets to it. And as they say, this is only the tip of the iceberg. Really, the echelon group of countries, the Anglo-American establishment, Canada, the U.S., England, Australia, New Zealand, but also much of Western Europe, for over 15 years, have scores of different programs. CENTCOM, the U.S. military out of Florida, has a program to go out and covertly post pro-war views and all sorts of other un-American information, pro-torture, pro-secret arrest, pro-Patriot Act information all over message boards, all over websites. They have dirty tricks campaigns. And so, of course, Canada is involved in this as well. I mean, they have just billions and billions of dollars that is spent every year on things like this. But then we also have what they call behavior placement. It goes further than product placement, where government pays to have certain messages in sitcoms and dramas and in movies. So what's happening is the people are beginning to realize that this is going on, but this has been happening for a long, long time. And the bigger issue just isn't privacy. It's the creepiness of the government secretly doing this, and that the scale of it is only increasing.
But if it's so creepy, and if people are finally, or as you say, finally realizing it, so why isn't everyone up in arms about it? I mean, we don't really hear this, A, covered anywhere, B, that, you know, there's no protests outside of D.C., you know, about this at all.
Well, it's hidden in plain view. I mean, it's kind of like Reuters, the Associated Press, and even Fox News in the last month came out and said, yeah, our troops helped grow the opium in Afghanistan, and then they help ship it out. But if we don't grow it, the Taliban will get it, and then they'll make the money off of it. I mean, that's the type of garbage that goes on. So, yeah, they're in plain view with the new Supreme Court nominee saying she's for banning free speech. She's for banning the First Amendment. She's for banning
but
the
Alex,
Second Amendment.
But Alex, let's get back on topic here, you know, about this Canada thing. I'm just trying to...
Your face is what I'm saying.
Right. I'm trying to understand, you know, is this something within Canada? I mean, if you or I write something bad, are they going to monitor this as well, or is this something internal with the Harper government?
No, this has been going on long before Harper. You know, I ship books and videos that we have on our online video bookstore at Infowars.com all over the world. They can get into communist China easy. They can get into Russia. They can get into Germany. It is hard to get a videotape, you know, legal film into Canada. The only place I've ever been stopped for 15 hours and sworn at and cussed at and screamed at and threatened was Canadian Customs. Canada is basically a jackbooted thug government with a bunch of well-meaning Canadians who were ignorant to just how draconian their government is. Canada is one of the biggest police states on earth. They have some of the most draconian laws against free speech up there. But it has the touchy-feely neoliberal surface of a supposed democracy. And so it's systemic. The government monitors everything. The government's been caught with their Royal Mounted Police dressed up like anarchists, attacking their own police as a pretext to shut down demonstrations. Canada is one of the most oppressive regimes in the Western world. They're just very good at hiding it. And they've got their spies all over the streets, you name it.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose, and healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
With your weekly update for May 24th. Congress, with its insatiable appetite for spending, is set to pass yet another supplemental appropriations bill in the next 2 weeks. So-called supplemental bills allow Congress to spend beyond even the 13 annual appropriations bills that fund the federal government. These are akin to a family that consistently outspends its budget and therefore needs to use a credit card to make it through the end of the month. if the American people want Congress to spend less, putting an end to supplemental appropriations bills would be a start. The 13 regular appropriations bills fund every branch, department, agency, and program of the federal government. Congress should place every dollar in plain view among those 13 bills. Instead, supplemental spending bills serve as a sneaky way for Congress to spend extra money that was not projected in budget forecasts. Once rare, they have become commonplace vehicles for deficit spending. The latest supplemental bill is touted as an emergency war spending bill needed to fund our ongoing conflicts in the Middle East. The emergencies never seem to end, however, and Congress passes one military supplemental bill after another as the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan drag on. Many of my colleagues argue that Congress cannot put a price on our sacred national security, and I agree that the strong, unequivocal defense of our country is a top priority. There comes a time, however, when we must take stock of what our blank checks to the military-industrial complex accomplishes for us and where the true threats to American citizens lie. The smokescreen debate over earmarks demonstrates how we have lost perspective when it comes to military spending. Earmarks constitute about $11 billion of the latest budget. This sounds like a lot of money, and it is, but it's a drop in the bucket compared to the $708 billion spent by the Pentagon this year to expand our worldwide military presence. The total expenditures to maintain our world empire is approximately $1 trillion annually, which is roughly what the entire federal budget was in 1990. We spend more on defense than the rest of the world combined and far more than we spent during the Cold War. These expenditures in many cases foment resentment that does not make us safer but instead makes us a target. We referee and arm conflicts the world over and occupy some 140 countries with nearly 1,000 bases. With this enormous amount of money and energy spent on efforts that have nothing to do with the security of the United States, when the time comes to defend the American soil, we'll be too involved in other adventures to do so. There is nothing conservative about spending money we don't have simply because that spending is for defense. No enemy can harm us in the way we are harming ourselves, namely bankrupting the nation and destroying our own currency. The former Soviet Union did not implode because it was attacked. It imploded because it was broke. We cannot improve our economy if we refuse to examine all major outlays, including so-called defense spending. Thanks for calling this update. The update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414, every Monday morning. The written text can be found on my website, www.house.gov/Paul, under the heading Texas Straight Talk.
All right, and Ron Paul is scheduled tomorrow, but they usually give us a confirmation phone call or email a day or two before. We haven't gotten that, so if he's not on tomorrow, he should be on next week. Got a lot of important questions for him on the economy, on the in-the-Fed bill compromise that he called a sellout in the Senate, a lot of other issues, so we look forward to talking to him about North Korea and a lot more. Congressman Ron Paul. I'm still working on this post office story. Now, we've confirmed that they do have criminal interrogation facilities at bigger post offices for mail fraud, both of their employees and the general public with postal inspector power. This issue deals with them being radically expanded around the country, and everything they do has dual use. And what we've confirmed is they do plan on using post offices as relocation centers, as forced inoculation centers. And that came out in 2002 under the Model States of the Emergency Powers Act. So I have confirmed that these new documents we've gotten are real. But this came from a contractor involved building it. And some of the things that they've added cannot be confirmed. So what is the point? It's like, if you caught your neighbor stealing $1 billion, so what if you caught him stealing another billion? I mean, all the government does is lie, steal, and cheat. They're totally illegitimate. I mean, what's the point? It's like if they catch a serial killer who's killed 10 people, you know, he's going to fry in the electric chair. So what if he killed 10 extra? I mean, at a certain point, they're caught red-handed. I mean, look at this USA Today article as they promote the progress of their destruction of our economy. Private pay shrinks to historic lows. Ha! We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Ira Hayes.
Okay, we're probably going to have a surprise guest on in the last hour today. I'll just leave it at that. It's about a 90% chance right now we're going to have him on. But some important COG, black state, black site, New World Order, martial law, FEMA camp information. And then we have Dr. Andrew Wakefield on. Rand Paul has been chosen as the person to have a media hoax run on him to demonize all anti-establishment candidates, both Republican and Democrat, winning every primary in every state and every special election in the last year. Every incumbent is being thrown out. 100%. This has never happened, and it's happening in both parties. That's never happened. The people are really waking up. And so you notice North Korea, that our government gave nukes, is now threatening to nuke everybody. And you notice Israel's about to go into Iran. A nice political smokescreen. So you have this hoax going against Rand Paul that he wants to keep black people out of McDonald's. completely made up. He never talked about the Civil Rights Act. He never talked about repealing it. They know that standard libertarian procedure for any mainline libertarian is if you say, should the Ku Klux Klan be allowed to keep black people out? Yes. Should the Black Panthers be allowed to keep white people out if they want? Yes. Should a black Masonic lodge be able to keep blacks or whites out or any other group? Yes. Can albino Indians keep everybody else out but albinos? Yes. Can the Bohemian Grove keep women out as a private male club? Yes. That's all. But they run this hoax, this national hoax, thousands of articles a day, saying basically that he wants to put a halter around a black man and have him drag a plowshare through the cotton fields or something. That's the same kind of hoax they're running against Andrew J. Wakefield. I haven't counted up all the studies, but it's in the hundreds. It's actually in the thousands. They've known for hundreds of years that mercury causes brain damage and is especially toxic to young children in their neurological development. And major universities have done tests with human brain tissue, living tissue, pig brain tissue, chicken brain tissue, the list goes on and on, that the most deadly heavy metal to brain tissue or to nerve endings, period, is mercury. It has an electrochemical response and doesn't just kill the brain cells it comes in contact with, like other heavy metals. It causes an electrochemical explosion, a chain reaction. So he did all these studies in his own office. He paid people to take part in studies. And the media, knowing the public's ignorant about how studies are done, runs around going, my gosh, he paid people to take part in the study. That means he bought them off. Well, every study out there, unless it's the government grabbing people using the CPS, I mean, they always pay you for studies. And so they've now had the British government ban the doctor who linked autism to vaccine. No, he's not the only doctor that did this. Any parent who's experienced their 18-month-old running around laughing, talking, being intelligent, and suddenly they go get their third round of shots, they have a convulsion on the way home, they sleep for 2 days, and when they wake up 2 days later, they can't talk, and they're going to wear diapers for the rest of their life. Cause and effect, folks. You walk out in front of a truck going 50 miles an hour, you're going to get some broken bones if you're lucky. You're going to die if you're not. But then we know what mercury does. We know what the vaccine inserts say can cause neurological disorders. I know a bunch of people in Austin took the H1N1 shot, and then their feet and hands became numb, and they went to the doctor, and they said, you had a vaccine reaction. And so this is the type of stuff that we deal with. They're just mass hoaxes. Hoaxes. And so everything they do, they target the public with hype, with just dumbed down propaganda. Oh, that was discredited that mercury can cause autism. Remember the propaganda 5 years ago? They would lie on the media and say, we've taken the mercury out. There is no mercury. And then parents would go to the clinic or to the hospital or to their doctor's office and say, hey, I want to see the insert. And then the nurse would say, honey cake, come on. There's no mercury in there. Over and over again. And then they'd say, well, I want to see it. And the parents would say, look, it says thimerosal. And the nurse would say, it's what your child needs. We lied to you for your own good. All over the country.
Honey, I'm calling the CPS on you for your own good. Your child needs the vaccines. The government wouldn't hurt you. Sure, we've been taking your blood at birth for 38 years and putting it in a Pentagon database. It's for your own good. We're going to take good care of you. I take all the vaccines. I'm 41 years old and have battled cancer twice, and I take all the shots. I trust my government. Join the cult. Become a body snatcher like us.
Oh, they're not body snatchers, you know, turned into some alien creature from spores that rode the solar wind. They're spiritual body snatchers. They just... Oh, Elena Kagan wants to ban the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. Oh, that's good. Yeah, I like her. Oh, the government admits they're growing the opium now. Just like it's, oh, yeah, we're growing it. What's the big deal? Oh, the trillions we've taken, over 28 trillion. Haven't gotten new numbers in 5 months. I'm sure it's 35 trillion now, but we've taken 28 trillion. And we're not going to tell you where it went. And we've taken a trillion plus the last 2 weeks in Europe, and we won't tell you where that went. And yeah, we are training the clergy to tell their flocks it's of the Lord to go to the camp. Oh, we are training the preachers to tell their flocks to take the inoculations and go to the camps, but still, it's a conspiracy theory that camps are being built. It's just in the Houston Chronicle and the New York Times and the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal that Halliburton, just in one contract, got 3 1-million-man camp contracts. Doesn't matter if they're publicly training in riot suppression and door-to-door gun confiscation and door-to-door cordoning of neighborhoods to arrest people in the new watch list, and they're openly announcing it. No, they announce it all. This is a military psyop. They announce they're doing it and then say, I've got this CSI clip. Steve Watson wrote an article about it. I'm going to play it later in the next hour when we go live at prisonplanet.tv. And remember, we're not even monitoring television. Here's an example. I turn on any television program on big ABC, CBS, NBC, or Fox. Any fiction program, and it is 100% brainwashing and conditioning. Anti-family, pro-inoculation, pro-martial law, pro-warrantless wiretapping, pro-warrantless SWAT teams. Everyone is guilty. Everyone deserves to be tortured. Torturing children is good. All the big movies coming out, Unthinkable, you know, torturing people's children, cutting off their fingers. And in the real world, that's going on at black sites all over the planet. But then I just see an article that Steve Watson wrote, and you watch the television clips, and it's a professor who believes, get this, in chemtrails, and that water fluoridation is bad for you. And so the police go, look at this un-American piece of filth. He believes fluoride's bad. And they just go, oh, can you believe it? Now imagine how creepy that is. To have national government-funded, that's now admitted, behavior placement's what they call it. I call it propaganda placement. Government-paid-for messages where the police look at what the professor's teaching in class, and they say, ooh, he's gotten in trouble as a professor for teaching his students things like this. And he goes, water fluoridation? And the cop goes, this guy is so un-American. So the message is, if you don't like being forcibly medicated with a chemical that has a skull and crossbones on the bag and says causes organ failure and cancer and is a cumulative toxin, that's why they do it, none of it leaves your body. Almost all of it stays in you. And these people are so evil that now all these weak-minded jellyfish who don't talk to their neighbors, don't talk to their kids. They get home at 6 o'clock. They put an MSG, aspartame, oh yeah, it's in most of the food now, chemical weapon laced microwavable Frankenfood that's got sterilants in it on record. The GMO, in every case, is designed to sterilize you. They pop it in the microwave, go over, turn on the television set, and then you have every program, every fiction program, jam-packed with brainwashing. And in this particular piece, of course the professor turns out trying to chemical weapon attack an entire building. He is a terrorist. Of course, it turns out that anyone who's against water fluoridation is a terrorist that wants to murder you and your family. Now think about the psychology there. All these scientists, the head toxicologist for the EPA, we've had him on, testified before Congress. Over 90% of the EPA scientists send letters to their own agency saying this is deadly poison killing the people. It's a cumulative toxin. It's a toxic waste. We need to take sodium fluoride out of the water and all these other chemicals that they put in on design, by design. It's not by accident. Now, the people that watch shows like CSI the message is, you're anti-American. Water fluoridation, he's criticizing that. How un-American? And, of course, the bigger issue here is, how dumb does the establishment think you are? I mean, how obvious where the villain believes water fluoridation is bad? I mean, these actors know full well what they're doing. They're mercenaries. I think the actor's name's Gary Sinise, the one who plays the part. I don't know. I don't watch CSI. But it's every, you are bathed in pure brainwashing. I mean, that's an evil government. That's an evil media. It's all covert. It's all illegal. They've got CENTCOM all over the web attacking myself and others. They've got the FCC saying they're going to take over the internet and shut down free speech. You've got every major White House czar saying it. You've got the Republicans going along with it. I mean, we're in trouble, folks. And they've got all these women's shows. And my wife goes and shows me clips of them where the mother that doesn't want to inoculate is a murderer and abuses her child. Or the woman who wants to keep her information private is a terrorist. Or the woman that doesn't want to abort her baby is a piece of trash. It's just, you're bathed in it. But the good news is the public's waking up to this. And so the system goes, all right, activate Kim Jong-il. We gave him nukes. Tell him to go completely ape and we'll give him some more money. All right, get Israel ready to bomb Iran. We'll start World War III. And remember in all of this, those of you that psychologically think you can make a choice to serve the system, I think the New World Order is big and scary. I think I'll just join it psychologically, you know, psychological level. I'll just rationalize and go ahead and go along with it. You're going to get smashed flatter than a pancake. Okay, do you understand that? You are not part of the power structure. You're not part of the winning team. Cops, bureaucrats, firemen, preachers, lawyers, politicians, mid-level corporate people, mercenaries. Now, a lot of you mercenaries know that. You're just scared. You've been inside the system. You know how evil it is. You've shipped in the narcotics. You've laundered the money. You've run the DynCorp child kidnapping operations when 500-plus children are being loaded onto those jets on those Eastern European tarmacs, many of them for snuff films. You understand the black-hearted hell pit that's been opened. But just remember, ladies and gentlemen, that we've got to get the message out to people that they're so scared of us that they have villains in show after show who want to poison the water supply, but they're teaching their kids in college, their students, that sodium fluoride's bad in the water. See the double thing? It's just like when they accuse 9/11 truthers of working for Al-Qaeda and claim that we're going to stage terror attacks and all these talking points. You understand? It's like saying Santa Claus is the Grinch or Batman is the Joker. It's upside down. It's like saying Jesus is Satan. We're the groups openly exposing the terrorists, so they come out and say, no, you're the ones planning to blow stuff up. Or they say, oh, yeah, anybody warning you about fluoride, they're a terrorist. Well, remember Jack T. Ripper in Dr. Strangelove, the Stanley Kubrick film? He's going to nuke the world. He's going to start World War III because he doesn't like sodium fluoride in the water. It's the same talking point. If you don't want poison in the water, you want to nuke cities. You want to poison. You're un-American. And then that same reporter that was down here a month ago from Nightline who swore it was going to air, and I looked right at him and I said, you're here to get file footage of me after your boss has staged a terror attack. The host of the Nightly News. What's his name? I've got it here in my stack. He's now got a piece. Well, it's coming up. Just wait till you see this. It's just, I mean, these people consciously know what they're doing.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You know, I think what I'm trying to get at is this. It amazes me at how evil Dan Harris is. who I went to dinner with from Nightline. He also hosts ABC Nightly News. He did a piece called Hostile Climate, where they basically say you're a white supremacist if you doubt climate change. Okay. And when he was here, you know, I tried to show him clips of world government. I tried to show him facts. He didn't want to see it. He wanted to basically laugh at me. And, you know, maybe he's not consciously evil. But how do these people just enjoy propagandizing? And they imply it's a hoax that ClimateGate ever happened. They say that, oh, two different groups have exonerated the ClimateGate people. Yeah, the British government hired two top global warming fraudsters who are openly on the big payroll of these groups to come out and say global warming is still real and the emails mean nothing. Systemic, organized, lying fraud everywhere. And they go on ABC News and say you're basically a white supremacist. And it's the same stinking thing with Rand Paul. They just make it up. It's the same thing with doctors that do studies that show that there's an autism increase from vaccination. No kidding. We've gone from, what, an average of 6 vaccines 40 years ago to over 55 vaccines by 18 months? And we wonder why we've gone from 1 in 25,000 to 1 in 68? I mean, when I was in high school, the special ed was one room, and I was in a big 4A high school. Now it's entire wings. I go to the park, and there's autistic kids running around moaning and bumping into things, poor things everywhere. I take my kids to a movie. 2-3 rows will be filled with autistic children. Their brains savaged. And what does mercury do? What does mercury poisoning do? They knew 150 years ago because they had child laborers that worked in the tanning factories where they used mercury to tan leather. And they, by 150 years ago, the British had already done studies and pulled the kids out of the tanneries because it made them basically start drooling in the corner. Oh, shut up, Dan Harris and all the rest of you. You make me want to throw up. We know mercury's rotting our children's brains. Oh, you make me sick. And by the way, I'll never forget having the Deputy Attorney General on from Maryland. Remember having him on, what, 4 years ago when they had 2,000 kids line up crying with police dogs and SWAT teams on the news, a big mind control hoax, saying it's the law, you got to take vaccines, and the mother's crying, saying, I don't want to take the shot, my kids don't want to take the shot. It was all color of law. Then I had him on the air, and he said, yeah, I don't take the shot, neither does my kid, it's all voluntary. He started laughing, and I said, but you didn't tell the people it was voluntary, did you? He started laughing. See, it's funny to them. It's real funny, folks. It's real funny to Dan Harris. It's real funny. It's real funny to the writers of CSI to go, oh, he doesn't like water fluoridation. He's un-American. And then you learn he's a murdering terrorist. They're not putting fluoride in your water, folks, because they care about you, okay? They like attacking every organ in your body. They like brain damaging you. They like sterilizing you. You understand that's who we're facing? And they don't like it. You're starting to wake up to them. They love their murdering control freak evil. And all I want to see is this trash defeated. All I want to see is these eugenicist scum brought to justice. I want to see you wake up and break your conditioning and get angry. I was driving down the road this morning, and I heard him on talk radio talking about how if you don't pay your $15 toll road fee, you get a $1,000 fine. I already know people getting multi-$1,000 fines, and here's the best part. They didn't even tell people these were toll roads. They're license plate readers.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or Infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5-Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091. Visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying our 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm beside myself is the only way to describe it. I don't even hate these anchors, these propagandists, the people that make shows like CSI, where if you don't want to drink sodium fluoride, you're a murdering terrorist, or if you don't believe in man-made global warming, you're a racist that needs to be arrested. I just realized they are part of the dark side. They enjoy manipulating and lying to people and keeping people in darkness and ignorance. And I like unleashing the human mind. I like freedom. And maybe it's me that's screwed up. You know, there's the old parable of in the kingdom of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. Or in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. There's another parable of the wise king. An evil witch comes into the kingdom and poisons the well that turns the people evil. And the king had not yet drunk of the water. And the wise king went and drank of the water and became evil. And so he was then seen as sane, and the people no longer wanted to kill him. I think that's a twisted parable. If I was teleported back 1,000 years to the Aztec kingdom, and they were telling me I was crazy because I didn't want to chop up children every day when the sun came up and when the sun went down, sacrifices in every city every day, I would say that was insane. But see, I'm not in Kansas anymore, folks. We're not in a free Christian society anymore. We're in the land of the New World Order. We're in the New Dark Kingdom, where torture is good and torture of children is good and secret arrest is good and FEMA camps are good and brain damage and disease and people all over your street dying of cancer at young ages. It's beautiful to them. By the way, Matt Ryan showed me a clip. He said, oh, look at this. It's a secret Blackwell and Briggs video. What do you think? And I said, that looks like it's fake. But I mentioned it on air. And then when I got off air, I went and had a chance to look it up. It was fake in 10 seconds. It's all a UN front about, oh, be part of the good conspiracy. And, you know, it's got the old communist line about secret high technology. They always mix that in. And, oh, sustainability and you know, not wasting, and the conspiracy is greed. There's no world government. There's no secret group. The conspiracy is all of us. It's greed. It's just like Zeitgeist, another UN front, I'm sure. It's got Trent Reznor, part of the video, you know, saying, I'm not part of the good conspiracy. No, I'm not part of it, to create some type of hype. So I'm going to do a YouTube video about that today. We discovered, because they can't beat us, they're going to join us. They're going to pose as, and maybe Trent Reznor's not a bad guy. I don't know. I can't pass judgment. But this new video that's out there is as fake as a $3 bill. And I guess that's really my frustration, is that I do all this research and I understand all of this now. Like within 30 minutes of getting off this radio yesterday, I had already confirmed that Michael Hilton, 99%, is tied into a new private security firm, basically posing in Houston as regular police. That's the people from Hardin, Montana again. That's the 16 felony count. It's just, and I know what'll happen when we break this news. For a week, people say it's not real. There aren't fake police in Houston. And then when it comes out that it's real, it's just... Folks, do you realize how creepy it is? I just keep going back to this, that you turn on any television program and it's pure brainwashing, demonizing good people. You realize how creepy it is that they've got well over 50,000 preachers now trained to go in and brainwash their flocks in a secret FEMA operation. I mean, you know how evil it is when they get up on television and tell you our troops grow the opium in Afghanistan, but it's a good thing. I mean, my God. Of course they're going to take your pension funds. Of course we're all slaves. Of course they're building FEMA camps. I mean, we got to wake up now, folks. There's no time to screw around here.
With the implementation of Codex Alimentarius, it is clear that we must act quickly to avoid losing our freedom of choice where personal health preferences are concerned. As of January 1, 2010, Codex Alimentarius was implemented within the European Union, resulting in the restricted sale of many natural supplements, including colloidal silver. We must take immediate steps to assure a continuing supply of colloidal silver for ourselves and our families. Act now to acquire the means of producing this beneficial supplement in the privacy of your own home. Colloidal silver is a powerful antipathogenic used for more than 200 years as a natural alternative to costly drugs and their dangerous, unpredictable side effects. Go to www.silverlungs.com for more information on how to secure your freedom of choice by producing your own colloidal silver right from home. That's www.silverlungs.com. Silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up in about 30 minutes, Paul Watson is going to post an article with some documents. Several of our sources, both known to me, were contacted separately about jail facilities being secretly, and that's the big issue, installed inside post offices around the country. Well, Paul Watson and myself just did some searching this morning and found out that there are actually purchase orders for this, and that they have a public cover for it, you know, claiming that the post offices and that the mail inspectors, the postal inspectors, are, you know, setting up these facilities for criminal investigations of mail fraud and to interrogate their employees. So it always has a dual use, but this is being radically expanded. And Watson was able to confirm, because I was going off memory this morning when I was contacted with this info, that during the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, when they tried to force all the first responders in the country ahead of the general public, you have to make the first responders take injections first, that they did try to pass legislation to make citizens show up at postal facilities to take forced inoculations for smallpox and other vaccines. You saw another beta test last year with the H1N1 hype, where the federal government lobbied all 50 states and was successful in Massachusetts and New York to have the government come out and say, it's the law, you must take H1N1 shot. But the people refused en masse, so they had to back off. So we know they're really trying to set this precedent, to take our blood at checkpoints without warrants, to naked body scan our bodies, and to, now they admit that they lied about it earlier, they are recording your body, they are saving it. They do make fun of people. They do print off the naked printouts of movie stars. They do make fun of their other employees' genitalia size when TSA has to go through it. And they now admit, okay, they're going in everywhere. Your children must do it. We are recording their naked bodies. Again, it's all about being over the top. Breaking our will. And so that's just some of the news and information that we're going to be covering today. Watson, in the next 30 minutes, will post our story that ties in to the rest of the confirmed FEMA camps, clergy response teams, federalization of police, the MIAC Homeland Security reports, where almost all the training is to take on gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans. There can be no longer any doubt. FEMA camps are real. Our country is one giant prison camp. The public schools are acclimation centers for the prison society. Our Bill of Rights is gone. There is warrantless wiretapping. There is spying on the American people going on. That's all illegal. We have a criminal, out of control government. There can no longer be any doubt about that. Now, first, I want to go through some of the top stories today. And then I'm going to get into just a small snapshot example of propaganda on television. I can't watch ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox. It is physically painful because I am awake, I am aware, I understand their propaganda tactics. And it is demoralizing to watch it because I feel so sorry for the people involved in the evil. And I watch them enjoying it so much and being such willing participants in their own destruction. That's why a lot of times I say no to mainstream media coming down here and interviewing me, because just the spirit of the reporters, the arrogance, the chutzpah, the bravado, the satisfaction that they're part of the system, and they're so self-assured, and many of them know the system's corrupt and brutal and evil, and they just enjoy being part of it. Dan Harris is a diminutive Napoleonic individual. Nothing against that. I'm only, you know, 5'10" and a half, 11. But I'm kind of like a chihuahua. I think of myself as huge. So I've never really had an issue with not being really tall. But this guy, I think he's like 5'3" or something. And, very calculating, very manipulative. And I said, I know you're going to come down here and not air it. I know you're getting file footage and lying to me and saying it's going to air. And I know that you're not going to return my phone calls once you leave. But I said, come on down here. It's Nightline and ABC Nightly News both. Come on down here. Same thing with Chris Matthews people. Same thing with HBO. Same thing with all of them. They've all been told, get footage of Jones so that after we bust a cap in his butt or set him up or do whatever we're going to do, we can have something out there to knit together. But see, I go willingly to the slaughter. I'm not like you. I didn't sell out. I know you think you're beyond good and evil, and this is the way the world's always been, and there's always been an elite, so you might as well just join it and be part of it and buy into it. You are so foolish. But more and more, I've gotten to the point where I don't even want to analyze their evil. I don't even want to sit here and put it all on display and point out all the facets of it. I mean, if the public can't see the unbelievable corruption and looting and tyranny that is spreading like a metastasizing cancer, what's the point? I mean, for anyone that studied history and propaganda, when you can flip from channel to channel on the news and on dramas and on every other program, and all it is brainwashing and demonization and attacking gun owners and family rights groups and homeschoolers and people that are against GMO food and people that don't want to drink sodium fluoride. I mean, that's all it is. Because if you wake up and stop eating the GMO, if you wake up and stop drinking the sodium fluoride that's giving you cancer and sterilizing you, if you wake up to the vaccines killing you, it's over for these murdering pieces of trash. They get off on it. They write textbooks about how they're poisoning you. They think it's funny. And they say, as evidence that you deserve to die, is the fact that they're out in the open and you're so stupid you don't care. In fact, let me just get to this first here before I get into world stocks and our economy being destroyed by design and what's happening in North Korea. Because this just illustrates everything. Let's go ahead and play this clip. ABC News attempts to align climate change skeptics with white supremacists. And then Dan Harris of ABC Nightly News, he says, who was in my office 3 weeks ago, he says, oh, and there have already been two groups that have cleared ClimateGate of any wrongdoing. Yeah, they've cleared themselves. We've covered those whitewashers. You notice he doesn't tell you who's cleared them. He just tells you they've been cleared. Man-made global warming's real. Pay Al Gore a tax. Everything's fine. But they imply that you're white supremacist. I mean, you can go out there and find white supremacist on giant message boards covering any subject you want. Oh, you don't like salted butter? I bet they can find a white supremacist, or they can go pose as one on the message board, who's against salted butter and say, if you're against salted butter, you're a white supremacist. Oh, look, we got white supremacists that are against man-made global warming. Uh-oh, they're threatening people. Meanwhile, they don't mention here that it's the EU and the British government that have called for arresting people like Lord Monckton, myself, and others who criticize man-made global warming. They want to make it illegal. They're the ones. It's Cass Sunstein in the White House that wants to make it illegal. They're the ones that want to shut people up. But they imply that the poor, innocent ABC News reporters, the poor, innocent, you know, They're all under attack. The poor, innocent, you know, reporters talking to man with the made-up hockey stick graph. And, my gosh, the white supremacists are after him. You're not with white supremacists, are you? Well, then you better believe in global warming and pay your tax to the UN. Your neighbor's warning you about fluoride? Didn't you watch CSI last week? Those are people that want to nerve gas children. They're un-American. Here it is.
The ongoing oil spill crisis in the Gulf is keeping the debate over climate and energy very much in the headlines. And that debate is becoming increasingly venomous, with many prominent climate scientists now saying that they are being severely harassed.
I hope someone gets you in a dark alley.
The FBI tells ABC News it's looking into a spike in threatening emails to climate scientists like Penn State's Michael Mann.
6 feet under with the roots is where you should be. I was hoping I would see the news that you committed suicide. Do it. It's an attempt to chill the discourse, and I think that's what's most disconcerting.
A white supremacist website recently posted Mann's picture alongside several other climate scientists with the word Jew next to each image. To many scientists, however, the most disturbing recent development was a report released by Republican Senator James Inhofe, naming 17 climate scientists, some of whom Inhofe says have engaged in potentially illegal behavior.
All right.
Some scientists have said that it's...
We're going to come back. So you notice, white supremacist, Jew, next, Inhofe. It is criminal that they knowingly lied to get research funds. That they knowingly, we have the UN memos where they got them to lie so they could get this new global tax. But hey, what's ABC News say? You don't want to pay Al Gore money? You're a white supremacist. You don't want to drink fluoride? You're a murderer.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 25th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,195.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,227.67, $613.84 for a half ounce, or $306.92 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,227.67, $613.84, and $306.92.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636, 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
The ongoing oil spill crisis in the Gulf is keeping the debate over climate and energy very much in the headlines. And that debate is becoming increasingly venomous, with many prominent climate scientists now saying that they are being severely harassed.
I hope someone gets you in a dark alley.
The FBI tells ABC News it's looking into a spike in threatening emails to climate scientists like Penn State's Michael Mann.
6 feet under with the roots is where you should be. I was hoping I would see the news that you committed suicide. Do it. It's an attempt to chill the discourse, and I think that's what's most disconcerting.
A white supremacist website recently posted Mann's picture alongside several other climate scientists with the word Jew next to each image. To many scientists, however, the most disturbing recent development was a report released by Republican Senator James Inhofe naming 17 climate scientists, some of whom Inhofe says have engaged in potentially illegal behavior.
Some scientists have said that it's McCarthyite.
That is a word that might be quite appropriate.
Senator Inhofe's report was referring to an incident late last year known as ClimateGate, where stolen emails gave the impression that climate scientists may have been trying to hide flaws in their research, although several subsequent investigations have exonerated the scientists. Senator Inhofe's former spokesman, Mark Morano, who now runs one of the most aggressive climate skeptic websites in the country, did agree to an interview, arguing that skeptics have been getting threats for years.
The public is appropriately angry at these scientists. And again, no one's advocating violence, but it is refreshing to see these scientists hear from the public.
It has been alleged that global warming, climate change is a quote-unquote hoax, that there's a conspiracy among scientists to sell us a bill of goods. How do you respond to that?
It's nonsense. Scientists are hyper-competitive.
Absolute baloney. We have the emails between the top three institutions in Europe, England, and the U.S. with NASA. And we have all the heads of these groups making eugenic statements about destroying industrial society, about wrecking the West. And we have the UN document. We've written articles about it. We've linked to the UN documents on InfoWars.com, on PrisonPlanet.com, where a decade ago they got together with all the major universities and said, we want socialism, we want world government, this is how we're going to take over society. I mean, they're on record saying it. But Dan Harris laughs. He's like, there are some that say, his body language is how ridiculous. There are some that say, you know, that scientists are working together to lie on this. And the guy's like, that's ridiculous. Scientists are so competitive. Oh, really competitive for all the tens of billions of dollars of government research funds to fund the fact that that there's no climate change, and if there is climate change, it's unnatural, that the Earth never has changes? I mean, it's just, they couldn't get away with this if the public wasn't so dumbed down. I mean, do ABC News listeners realize how insulting that is? How dumb they think you are? How stupid they think you are? And look at the body language of that professor when Harris says, you know, there's some that say you guys are all colluding, and he just looks as guilty as a cat that's been caught with a canary in its mouth going, oh, ridiculous, preposterous. I mean, they've been caught red-handed everywhere. This is a eugenics religion. And then they've got the nerve to talk about Nazis when Hitler was the big vegetarian environmentalist that wanted a world government to exterminate the majority of the world population and was funded by the Rockefeller Foundation on record, along with Margaret Sanger. Then they talk about McCarthyites. I've got to get Watson or somebody to do an article about this video. Just a few weeks ago, they had big environmental groups saying, we've tried to pass climate legislation the nice way. Now we need to get violent. We need to shut these people down. We need to arrest them. Meanwhile, the poor little scientist, the McCarthyites are after them. Mean Mr. Inhofe, who we just showed you Nazis. He might be connected to them. We just showed you what Nazis said on a message board. Now here's Inhofe. It's like, oh, the Nazis are bad, but Inhofe is even. It cuts to him. He's calling for criminal investigations. Despite the fact that two commissions have exonerated the people involved in ClimateGate and found they did nothing. Now, I could spend the entire broadcast every day doing nothing but covering news propaganda. Literally, Every time I turn on the TV, it is unspeakable brainwashing. But worse than just news. News is bad. They know you're in suspended disbelief. You are not in a questioning, discerning mode when you're sitting there eating your TV dinner filled with sterilants in a plastic lined container lined with sterilants, which they admit. They know you're not questioning, so they're just programming. That's coming up. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633. Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at Infowars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today. Okay, we're live, ladies and gentlemen, here on the radio. Tuesday, the 25th day of May, 2010. We're also simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you just joined us and want to watch the show, not just listen to it, go over to PrisonPlanet.tv. You know, instead of just analyzing propaganda that's in the news, the newspapers, nonfiction, fiction is where it's really at because they know you're not paying attention. You go to see a movie, you watch a television show to forget about the real world. But then you're being bombarded. And let me just explain to new listeners. Soviet Russia, communist China, Hitler's Germany, oppressive societies have state-run media. But here we have something even worse, something out of East Germany, where you have private media, but it's basically all bought and paid for with what I call propaganda placement, not just product placement. Now the media is given in its own term and admitting, oh, NBC's biggest advertising is the government, and it is behavior placement. And they admit, BP comes to them and says, we'll run BP commercials and spend all this money if you add behavior placement in this show pushing for a carbon tax. This is all admitted. The denial is over. Steve Watson has a great article where he breaks down the White House bragging that they've now taken complete control of ABC, NBC, and CBS. The government is now in open control. Remember Gore Vidal? 8 years ago, right after 9/11, went on CNN and said, well, I just want to say, they just had an army colonel telling me what I couldn't say. Cy Hirsch has said the same thing. These are Pentagon run. When you're at Fox News or CNN or CBS, it is Pentagon run. These are government organs now. I don't know how conspiracy theory got on True TV. I guess they just think it's in the corner of television somewhere and it's mixed in with other programming. And I'll talk to Ventura about that next time he's on because he's marveling. He didn't think it would air. But I think because of the sensational angle, the establishment thinks it's all right. I'm not sure. The point is CBS propaganda placement conspiracy theories are anti-American domestic terrorist. And I ended up last night watching almost the entire 44-minute show, 15 minutes or ads, online. And you can randomly watch N24, CSI, any show, it's the same thing. Every episode, people that homeschool are terrorists, or people that don't take vaccines are terrorists, or people that aren't for abortion are terrorists, or people that don't want fluoride in their water are terrorists, people who are against GMO are terrorists, or the mother doesn't vaccinate and her kid dies. Or they're homeschoolers and they torture their kids, but the CPS comes and saves them. I mean, it's just wall to wall. Folks, sometimes I'll randomly turn the TV on at night and just randomly surf to a drama or sitcom, and it's just all brainwashing. That is 100% proof of the evil of our government, the evil of our media. And that's why you have Cass Sunstein and Elena Kagan and all these other White House czars and solicitor generals and the rest of them openly saying, we're going to shut down freedom on the internet. We're going to shut down Alex Jones. There's open calls for it. ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, New York Times, time to ban freedom of speech. Time to shut down these conspiracy theorists. Time to ban people that say global warming isn't real because we're kicking their butts. We are smashing these people. We are exposing them at every level, and they know it, and they can't stand it. They are scared of what we're able to do together. They know that the people are rising up and getting informed and getting involved and waking up to what's happening. It is so vital for each and every one of you individually to reach out like an intervention, like they're a heroin addict, to go knock on that old lady's door next door and sit there and watch TV with her and drink tea or whatever and point out propaganda on television. To talk to your boss, your neighbor, to show people. You can watch any show and there's an anti-American agenda. This isn't a free society. We're just marinating in brainwashing. Now let's go ahead and go to this piece. You've got the one woman in it who thinks the professor's okay, but Gary Sinise, you know, the cool male leader type, he says, look, this guy's anti-American. He believes in chemtrails, which they now have declassified. The White House science czar admits there's a secret program to alter the atmosphere. You know, he gives Associated Press press conferences. But see, they know you're not watching AP press conferences, folks. They know. And then he's even more un-American. He thinks fluoride's bad in the water. They imagine if anybody had common sense. It'd be like if you traveled to the old Soviet Union, say in the 70s, and you could speak Russian, and you were in a hotel watching their news, and they had some ridiculous propaganda. It's how ridiculous the propaganda is. It's like Monty Python. It's like Brazil, you know, the movie Brazil, with a futuristic 1984, with Robert De Niro in it. I mean, it's like absurdist. Oh, look, he thinks fluoride's bad in the water. He's anti-American. Oh, look, he wants to nerve gas. You know, I mean, folks, they think you are idiots. And I know I keep marveling hour after hour on this. I just can't handle it anymore. It's every show. It's pure brainwashing. Every stinking show. In fact, others should do it. I've talked for a decade about making a film about propaganda, just showing the overt demonization of anyone for liberty or freedom. But imagine turning on Russian TV 30 years ago and them saying, anyone who talks about a right to private property is evil terrorist that wants to kill you. Anyone that says us putting chemicals in the water is a terrorist. The Russians weren't even that ridiculous. Only in America do you turn it on and it goes, this guy's some kind of terrorist, un-American. He thinks fluoride's bad. The lady's like, come on, he's just a little eccentric. Then the other person says, he got in trouble in college for teaching it. The message is, you better not criticize fluoride or you'll lose your job. So there's a message to scare you because they know people all over. Folks, I've read mainstream news articles on air. Texas Monthly writer was making fun of me about fluoride in the water. But he was for real. He wasn't an evil demon because he'd exposed police framing people in Texas. I assessed him. I did the interview, the multiple interviews. I hadn't checked into his family. I later found out his wife works for the city of Austin in the water system. That's why he got really upset when I said sodium fluoride's causing bone cancer, attacking every organ. I emailed him the congressional hearings. I emailed him the report where 90%+ of EPA scientists, as well as a bunch of FDA scientists, sent letters saying hundreds of chemicals are put in the water under the name fluoride, but fluoride itself doubles cancer risk. And he kind of called up and apologized. He said, okay, you know, no, I'm shocked by this. I'm shocked by this. And then later I did research on him and found out his wife, you know, works there. So that's probably why he's shocked by it. Because I bet she doesn't even know. Even though she has a degree in wastewater management from the same prestigious university he went to. I forget the name of it. What's the one up north of Round Rock? What's that big university? It's not big, but it's Southwestern, yeah. But the issue was, is that he, you know, has got a Southwestern degree. His wife does. She's in wastewater management, works in the city of Austin, and he doesn't even know this. So he was kind of shocked the next time we met, and he pulled that out of the story, you know, that I'm this gook who thinks, look, it eats your frickin' bones. It attacks your damn brother. I'm sorry. I apologize. I just can't do this show anymore, okay? I can't do it anymore. They know the fluoride's killing us, all right? And I got to watch shows on CBS, on television, where we're terrorists because we're warning people. People are giving it to their kids, people. They're giving it to the children. You go to a Babies R Us or HEB food store, and they've got big aisles of fluoridated water for babies at 5 parts per million. 1 part per million causes a 20-point IQ reduction on average. Major studies. Massively increases cancer. Attacks every organ. And I'm the kook, because I'm not supposed to get upset. See, they've trained everybody to be real calm in that NPR voice, or like the Rumpelstiltskin character in the new Shrek. Hi. They ought to give Rumpelstiltskin from that show an NPR show, the person that did the voice. I'm your friend. Oh, the fluoride's good. Terrorists don't want you to drink it. How does the public watch a show where the terrorists don't want you to drink fluoride? I mean, guys, are you getting why I'm freaking out on this? How obvious it is. How ridiculous. I mean, if I was writing a fictional satire book about a off-the-charts, bonkers tyranny, this would be it. I took my kids to see Rumpelstiltskin Saturday. The new Shrek movie. And it was upsetting, actually, when I was watching Rumpelstiltskin, because that's exactly how these bureaucrats talk. They're trained to have that cadence with their voice. They're trained to be soothing and nice, whereas I'm a regular person. I'm like a cornered dog. I mean, I'm growling and snapping and freaked out, you know, trying to reach out to people. This is a normal response to turning television on, and terrorists are people that don't want to drink their fluoride. When on record, it savages your body. Oh, and you're not going to get away easily. They now, what was it, 4 years ago? In fact, people won't believe it. Google it. Fluoride approved as pesticide on crops, and it goes through the membrane of the plants and precipitates. Nothing precipitates like fluoride. especially sodium. See, almost all of it, I've seen the studies, 99% stays in your body. It doesn't go anywhere, folks. You ever seen the bottom of a glass of water, all that sediment down there? That's chemicals and poisons. Hundreds of them they're authorized to put in. And that sodium fluoride, and it's all staying in your body. The arthritis, the pain, all of it. All of it. The cancer, the brain damage, and just so these control freak elitists, they just enjoy hurting you. They enjoy the power they've got over you. They just love brain damaging children. They love hurting. They love the bone cancer. They love it like a psychopath loves grabbing a woman off the street who's hitchhiking and torturing her for 3 weeks before they finally use her up and kill her. They're using us up. Every one of you cops, FBI agents, all of you that serve the system. You're not real psychopaths, are you? You don't know about this information. You've been taught I'm a crazy. When you're in that relaxed, unquestioning brainwash mode, eating your dinner every night, every form of that TV dinner designed to sterilize you, the plastic container with the estrogen mimickers, the MSG, the other chemicals that are added, you're sitting there eating that meal, every level designed to chemically attack you. You're there drinking your beer, watching the television. Come on, wake up from the trance. The bad guy doesn't like fluoride in your water. The government is paying. That's admitted. That's bad enough. For messages in shows where people that talk about chemtrails and sodium fluoride are terrorists. The terrorists are the people that made that show. Come on. Come on, wake up. Wake up out there. Come on. Wake up. This isn't hard, folks. This isn't hard. Come on. Go check the EPA scientists for yourself. Thousands of them signed petitions. And I've had a bunch of them on, including the leader of their union. He talked about how it was like a spell. He goes, yeah, all these years I hadn't looked at what sodium fluoride does and how deadly it is and how it precipitates out and is cumulative poison. And I didn't know that under the name sodium fluoride, it can be up to 350 chemicals they put in. The average water system is around 150. And he said, I just can't believe it. It's like the head dentist in Canada. We had him on years ago. He's the guy that got the water fluoridated 20-something years ago. And then people sent him the research that it was hundreds of chemicals under the name and that it wasn't calcium fluoride, which is good in small amounts, that it was deadly poison. And he flipped out and warned people. But it doesn't matter, doctor. It doesn't matter how many doctors, how many chemists, how many toxicologists, how many epidemiologists, how many brain surgeons go public. They're going to make CBS movie shows where you're a terrorist. Let's go ahead and play the clip now. Let's go ahead and go to it. Here it is.
Hayden. Hi, Stella. What are you two doing here? Hey.
I think I may know a little something about your poison victim.
And I'm here to prove a man innocent. I got a little intel on Professor Scott. He has a history of espousing various conspiracy theories, sharing them with his students got him into a little trouble. Every university has at least one unconventional professor.
Oh, come on, Peyton. This guy's ideas here are totally anti-American. Look at this. Water fluoridation, tsunami bombs, chemtrails.
What are chemtrails?
Now, some people believe that vapor exhaust from aircraft are actually dangerous biochemicals dispersed into the air.
Which only proves that Kevin's a little odd. Prints from the tape lift show that both Kevin Scott and our John Doe touched the case, and analysis of the paper on the bottom of the bird cage does not confirm evidence of poison.
Thank you.
Many poisons are highly volatile. They can evaporate within minutes. Just because it wasn't detected doesn't mean it wasn't there. Scott's background says he was recently forced into retirement by the university. 8 months ago.
He stopped teaching. He never mentioned it.
There were also 2 recent arrests for public disturbance.
None of what you're saying sounds like the man that I know. Well, we don't have anything that connects Kevin Scott to the poison or to our John Doe's death.
Okay.
Sid's autopsy report.
And it goes on and on. So he's a guy who taught the kids that chemtrails are real. No, we're not saying all jet trails, ice crystals, are chemtrail spray. We said in 95, all over the Western world, some planes began spraying, even at low level, condensation trails that do not dissipate. Then meteorologists and others who we've interviewed at major TV stations got samples, found it was barium salts, aluminum dioxide. Then in the last 2 years, so about 13, 14 years later, the government comes out and says, we've had a huge secret weather modification program going on that we're now going full scale with. If the previous stuff was just a test, I'd hate to see full scale. And it's barium salts and aluminum dioxide to repair the ozone holes. Then if you know the ozone holes, those are only over Antarctica, the Arctic in certain seasons, and New Zealand. And by the way, you don't hear about it anymore because it got smaller. It's natural. It's part of the electromagnetic field. The point is that they don't even deny this. But see, they know the average person isn't. Just Google John P. Holdren, White House science czar, geoengineering. And he'll admit, and they've got all these government sites, how they're chemtrailing us. But see, they know the jellyfish, brain-dead Prozac head watching CSI, sitting there sucking down fluoride water, isn't going to read a book, isn't going to go to YouTube and watch the head of the White House science program admit they're spraying us. They're not going to do any of it. By the way, the weather modification is only a small part of the program. And then there's the whole fluoride thing. And of course, it turns out he's a terrorist. He's a terrorist. He doesn't like chemtrails. So the message is, you talk about chemtrails, you talk about poison in the water, you are a terrorist, okay? So drink your water, breathe your chemtrails, and shut up.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
In Steve Watson's article, he links to all the mainstream news reports where they say, oh, it's wonderful, the government's funding most TV now with messages. messages for global government, messages for carbon tax, anti-Second Amendment messages. Totally illegal, totally creepy. Courts ruled Bush wasn't allowed to spend billions of dollars a year on fake news packages. This is all criminal. This is un-American. But what is the message the government wants? CSI detective. I have a little intel on Professor Scott. He has a history of espousing various conspiracy theories. Sharing them with his students got him in a little trouble. So see, one cop walks up to the CSI investigators. Hey, he got in a little trouble for his conspiracy theories. The message is, you lose your job, because next they talk about he lost his job. Well, good. That's what you do. You question things in America. You read government documents. This is so un-American. Oh, I mean, this guy's almost as bad as George Washington. Professor's friends. Every university has at least one unconventional professor. So she's defending it. But of course, she's proven wrong. Second CSI detective. Oh, come on, Peyton. This guy's ideas are totally anti-American. His ideas are anti-American. See, ideas are bad. Meanwhile, the globalists are destroying America, robbing our treasury, destroying our name. Oh, but they're the good globalists. They're the good guys. Oh, come on, Peyton. This guy's ideas are totally anti-American. Look at this. Water fluoridation. Tsunami bombs. Chemtrails. Well, I remember the Age newspaper. I remember AP. A decade ago, we never said the tsunami was a tsunami bomb, but it was declassified in the 50s. The U.S., the Australians, and the British looked at nuclear weapons to cause tsunamis. So if anybody ever talked about a tsunami bomb and read it out of the newspaper, the message is, look, you don't read stuff out of the newspaper. The message is, if you know anything about chemtrails, anything about water fluoridation, anything about tsunami bombs, notice they use three real things there. They didn't say you're a terrorist who deserves to be fired from your job, and he is later found to be a terrorist. Of course he's guilty. If you believe in little green men. Oh, no, they promote that. They want you talking about that all day on the news. You know, Larry King Live. Or if you're talking about abominable snowmen or Bigfoot or any of that, that's fine. They don't want you talking about chemtrails, and they don't want you talking about water fluoridation. And they don't want you talking about man-made global warming not being real. White House regulations are says you need to be arrested. And I've got a headline. I've got a headline right here in my stack. From yesterday, FCC says it's taking over the internet. This is all happening right now. Oh, you know, I've done 2 hours of radio before I come back with our guest. Andrew Wakefield, Dr. Wakefield, I'm just briefly going to tell you this. If you believe in what we're doing here and you want to see us continue what we're doing and be able to expand and make even more films and a weekly television program and everything that needs to be done, I need your financial support. And you do that by buying the books and videos and materials at InfoWars.com. And then, of course, they're very useful tools in waking people up. Don't tread on me. Police State for the Rise of FEMA, Invisible Empire are three of the latest films we have at InfoWars.com. You can also see them all in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. And you can also write to me at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And your purchase of the books, videos, and T-shirts does support us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've separately confirmed the intel that Steve Quayle gave us dealing with detention centers inside for during civil unrest or financial collapse inside of the post offices. So that's coming up in the next hour. And I did dig up some news articles from 2002 under the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, dealing with forced inoculations for smallpox to be carried out at the post offices. So that's coming up next hour. We have had, it's got to be more than 100 medical doctors and scientists and epidemiologists and virologists on over the years covering all the different studies about mercury in children's brains, brain surgeons, neurologists, you name it. And we know that autism's gone from, what, 1 in 25,000 two decades ago to 1 in 68, some numbers are 1 in 55, and that's now admitted. The government doesn't deny that. And they've linked Crohn's disease to the antibodies for the measles shot in the intestines. We know that's way off the charts. But the doctor who was chosen to be demonized as part of a media hoax is Dr. Andrew Wakefield. And it's just like Rand Paul. He never said get rid of the Civil Rights Act. He said that private clubs should be able to have who they want. In the case of Bohemian Grove wants to be all men, or there's all women clubs. Sonia Sotomayor is part of one. That's their issue. But the media ran the national hoax that he is a racist with no evidence. And it's the same thing with Dr. Andrew J. Wakefield. You've got the government and the media caught putting out thousands of fake reports, fake studies by the big pharma companies, lying and saying there were no ill effects of the H1N1, putting out fake data sheets at hospitals and clinics. Meanwhile, the actual insert with the H1N1 said can cause Guillain-Barre's, can cause infertility, can be linked to cancer, can kill you. You know, that was on the insert. But the hoax was, no, none of this is true. So we're going to go to break, come back here in 1 minute, and go straight to Dr. Andrew J. Wakefield and his new book, Callous Disregard, Autism Vaccines, the Truth Behind a Tragedy. And because he's one of the most prominent and well-spoken doctors and works with Jenny McCarthy and others, and she wrote the foreword to his book, they have chosen him as kind of a general to try to assassinate politically. And they run this hoax, knowing the public doesn't know how research is done. You know, he paid people to let him do research on them. Well, that's how almost all studies are done. And so they claim that that's unethical. And it's just all this made up baloney dealing with callous disregard. And so now they've got the headline, UK bans doctor who linked autism to vaccine. And they just imply that he's a big liar and now vaccines are good. And it isn't 6 vaccines we want you to take by 18 months. It's 50 plus. And we want to give you a cancer vaccine, an HIV vaccine, an HPV vaccine that they admit's killed a bunch of people and doesn't even protect you. And basically, we're going to set the precedent to forcibly inoculate you because it's all lies. Wakefield's a liar with no evidence. So you'll hear directly from the man on the other side of this break. We're honored to have him here on the broadcast with us. But You know, who can deny, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, I saw four or five articles. In fact, print them again from this week. Flu vaccine contaminated with live pig virus. Food and Drug Administration says it's okay. And in the article, it admits, well, it is linked to giving humans these diseases, but so what? Or SV40. Live cancer virus in the polio vaccine. Now they admit it gave tens of millions of people cancer in the U.S. alone. But they're counting on you being ignorant. You know, they say case closed with no evidence. Wakefield is the devil. Roll up your sleeves. Hundreds of shots. Take them, take them, take them. We'll be back. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to be clear here. Without even looking, every day I see headlines like this one. Mutant polio virus spreads in Nigeria. And I see it happen in Latin America, in the Middle East, always the same UN program. Polio, the dreaded paralyzing disease, stamped out industrialized world, is spreading in Nigeria, as health officials say. In some cases, it's caused by the vaccine used to fight it. That's CBS News. Weaponized. Here's another one. FDA, Merck vaccines okay despite pig virus, Reuters. And it says the viruses made by GlaxoSmithKline and Merck are safe to use despite being contaminated with pig virus, U.S. health regulators said Friday. And then it goes on to admit that it can actually be linked to cancer and other health problems. Folks, this is every day. We read about, I had Wolfgang Woodrarg on a few months ago, the head of the EU Commission, a medical doctor. They got all the documents, how the big five drug companies paid off the U.S., British, and EU government heads, their doctors, to come out and say, you're all dead, it's the most deadly thing in history, hundreds of millions are going to die, take the H1N1 shot. And then his commission found it is a dangerous shot. So what's happening is they're getting decimated. They're losing their propaganda war. And so what they'll do is they'll pick out a sacrificial goat, someone to basically punish publicly, to create a hoax so that people won't look at the masses of evidence. And here it is, UK bans doctor who linked autism to vaccine. For 3 years, they have savagely lied about him, misrepresented what he's done, and now they've taken his medical license in England. He's a British surgeon who lives in Austin, by the way. Researcher best known for his work regarding MMR vaccine and its connection with autism and inflammatory bowel disease. And just a few days ago, he lost his medical license in the UK, but he's already moved here. His new book is Callous Disregard, Autism and Vaccines, The Truth Behind the Tragedy. And you can get the book in bookstores everywhere. It's forwarded by Jenny McCarthy. So we go to Dr. Andrew Wakefield now to get the truth from him. Sir, thank you for coming on with us.
Alex, thank you very much. Great pleasure. And thank you very much for your supportive words.
You bet. Now, just give us the backstory, your awakening, the studies you did, which are backed up by a bunch of other studies, I would add now, and then how they've tried to crucify you as a case point example.
I will, and I'll try and be brief, Alex. I am a mainstream academic gastroenterologist working in London. May 1995, parents started calling me and saying my kid was normal. They had this vaccine, MMR, and they lost their skills. They lost eye contact. They didn't want to play. They couldn't speak anymore. And they became autistic. And I said, I'm sorry, you must have got the wrong number because I'm a gastroenterologist. They said, my kid has got terrible bowel problems, diarrhea 12 times a day. They're in terrible pain. They're banging their head against the wall. I know they're in pain. They're bloated. And the doctor says, your kid's autistic. They're bound to have these problems. That doesn't make any sense at all. So we investigated these children, and they had a bowel disease. So we did our duty, our clinical duty, to put the children before anything else and investigate them. And we found they had a treatable bowel disease, which the medical profession had ignored previously. Now, the problem came is when the parents said, and my child regressed after a vaccine. If the child had regressed after natural chicken pox, people would have found that fascinating, and you and I wouldn't be having this conversation now. But because it was a vaccine, it could not happen. Now, the parents are right about the bowel problem in their kids. The doctors were wrong, and therefore we had a moral and professional obligation to look at whether the vaccine was causing the problem. That's when the trouble started. And so I said, right, I'm going to go back, and I'm going to read every safety study that's ever been done on measles vaccines, MMR vaccines. I wrote a 250-page report. I offered it to my colleagues. I said, I can no longer support the use of this vaccine because studies are not there. They're just not there.
Doctor, let me stop you right now. Yes. I'm going to need you to start over. You've backed away from your phone, so we're having trouble hearing you.
Okay.
Get closer to your phone. Go ahead.
Okay. So I took the vaccine safety issue very, very seriously. And in many ways, I wish I'd taken it more seriously before I had vaccinated my own children. Alex, am I coming across now?
Yes, you are, sir.
Okay, good. And I made the recommendation that children should continue to be vaccinated but might get the single vaccines because I felt that the safety studies of the single vaccine, measles, mumps, and rubella, were better than those for MMR. Anyway, this caused a meltdown because they didn't want that to happen. The government didn't want that to happen. And so I made that recommendation in February of 1998. And when demand for the single vaccine was at its highest, 6 months later, the government withdrew the license for that vaccine in the UK, and so parents could no longer get the choice. Now, why would you do that? Why would you take away a choice from parents for how they would protect their children by removing the single vaccine? And so measles came back. They blame me, and in fact, the reason it came back is because they took away the choice. It wasn't an anti-vaccine argument, but it was saying give parents the choice of how they protect their children. The government took that choice away.
Dr. Wakefield, going back to the beginning, I've also seen research papers separate from yours that Crohn's, that didn't exist until the 50s and 60s, has been linked to antibodies associated with measles vaccines and others. And again, I'm not a doctor, but for any layperson, if a child supposedly has a neurological disorder, why would that cause them to have horrible diarrhea, which anyone with an autistic child knows is associated with it? I mean, they know exactly what's going on here. So let's break that down.
Well, okay, the first question is why would there be a link between a gastrointestinal problem and a brain disorder? Well, this has been known for a long, long time, and we are what we eat, in effect. You'll know, Alex, I mean, I know because I like beer. If I drink a beer, then 5 minutes later, I'm going to feel the effect in my brain. So toxins, neurotoxins from the intestine will get through and affect the brain, and the drugs that we give to treat psychological and psychiatric conditions are absorbed through the intestine. We also know that there are diseases like liver failure, where the more you become jaundiced, then your brain stops to work, and then you ultimately go into coma and die. And that is because bacterial products from the gut are getting through and injuring the brain because the damaged liver isn't filtering them out. So this concept that there is a link between the bowel and the brain is as old as the hills. Is it relevant to what's happening in children with autism? I think so. But the most important thing is it generates testable ideas, testable scientific ideas that can be looked at. And what we find is when we treat the children's intestine, then in many cases the brain improves. And that's very exciting because before this, we were dealing with a disease that is untreatable. The kids got autism, put them in a home, forget about them. Now we can start to do something about it.
And the system is mad because you're a prestigious doctor, you're well-spoken, your research has now been backed up by other studies, and so they have now crucified you, or they're attempting to destroy you, but I think this is going to backfire on them.
Well, I, you know, to be honest, it could become their worst nightmare, because I have been constrained from saying anything so far because of the legal process. Now that's over and I can speak, and during the course of the hearing in the UK that you were talking about, the regulatory hearing, I obtained a lot of documents which are going to be very, very embarrassing for the government, because what they expose is why they went to these lengths to discredit me in the first place. And what is interesting is that I got involved in litigation on behalf of the children as a medical expert, and I thought that we were litigating against the pharmaceutical company. In fact, we weren't. In the UK, we were litigating against the government. Why? Because when we introduced the MMR vaccine in the UK, it was a dangerous vaccine that was introduced. It had already been withdrawn in Canada for safety reasons. But it was introduced in the UK knowing that there was a problem, not because it was made by the home team. It was made by a UK company. And so they appear to have given a preferential market share to the UK company, despite the fact that they knew the vaccine had problems. And the UK company, reluctant to get involved in that, seems to have got an indemnity from the government. So the government assumed their liability for vaccine damage. And they didn't want that news to come out.
Doc, we've got you for the rest of the hour, and I want to go through their disinformation, because when I watch the news, they say, he paid people to be in his study. Oh, my gosh. Well, every study I've ever seen, they pay people. And they imply you're this liar, and you've been caught in this fraud. But we know, as vaccination has gone up, autism has gone up. We've seen all these other studies now connecting not just autism, but Crohn's to vaccines. I want to discuss that. And from your research, your studies, what the mechanism is, what's happening to the intestines via this vaccine that is then attacking the brain, and the treatments you found for parents out there that have children so they can hopefully reverse some of the things that have happened. Because of you and Jenny McCarthy and many others, the system, again, is really scared. They've got Dr. Dina Dell and others, who says, by the way, vitamins are bad for you. He says, I mean, it's incredible. Out there basically lying about you guys, building straw men. They are really desperate. But the good news is all the studies, all the research shows the people are really waking up to how dangerous these vaccines are. But the system doesn't care. It's like the human papilloma virus or the Gardasil. In their trials, it killed a bunch of people. It's killed a bunch of people since. But they don't care. They're out there saying, take it, take it, take it. And in the insert, it says, does it even protect you from cervical cancer? So we'll talk about that with Dr. Andrew Wakefield when we come back from this quick break on the other side. And we'll give you his website. We'll tell you more about the book, Callous Disregard, Autism, Vaccines, the Truth Behind a Tragedy, forwarded by Jenny McCarthy. All I want to do is save children. I can't tell you how many parents I've run into on the street who don't even know who I am, and their child's autistic. And I say, when did that happen? 18 months, took a third round of shots. My kid was talking, running, jumping. Now he doesn't talk. He just sits there. He's 7 years old.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field. This non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Straight.
Okay, we've got Dr. Wakefield on with us. Where should we start here? Because what your study showed, what's causing the autism, what is it in the vaccines that's triggering this? We're now entire wings of public schools are for children drooling in the corner. As the shots increase, the retardation accelerates. The government says everything's fine. Take more injections. We love you. Mercury's good for you. All these new diseases that are associated with it. And then let's get into your persecution and the false claims they've made about you.
Okay.
So what did your study show?
The first study showed that there is an unsuspected bowel disease in children with autism, that there is inflammatory bowel disease in children who were historically thought to have a psychological or psychiatric problem. And that was really the main crux of the finding in the original study. In 8 of the 10 children, the parents made a clear association between the onset of symptoms and exposure to the MMR vaccine.
But looking at your study and other studies, what is happening in the intestine?
Well, I mean, just to sort of back that up, now in 5 countries of the world, the same bowel disease has been confirmed, in the US, in Venezuela, in Italy, in Canada, and the UK. So is there a bowel disease in children with autism? I think absolutely the answer is yes. So we confirmed, it has been confirmed, that what was reported in The Lancet is right. And then the question is, well, why? And our speculation was that measles virus or some part of that vaccine, but most likely the measles virus, was producing injury to the intestine. And there are reasons to suspect that that's the case. Is it happening? We don't know, but we need to look at it. And we certainly can't brush it under the carpet because it's an uncomfortable question. Now, at the moment, the jury's out. Some studies say, yes, there is evidence of measles, and other studies say, no, there isn't.
But that's why they're angry, is because other studies are confirming what you've said. But regardless, we suddenly have these children in 18 months with a third round of shots in multiple countries. They get the MMR, and they're not saying, hi, mommy, hi, daddy, puppy, kitty, I want to go play at the park. You know, Junior is bye-bye.
Absolutely, Alex. And the most important question of all is, why are there so many sick children? Why are there so many parents reporting the same story? I just got back from China. And in China, they had no autism, apparently. Now they've got between 4 and 5 million children with autism, they estimate. One home, I was told about, with 3,000 children alone, but they've no idea what to do with them. And the story there is exactly the same. So these are not parents who are on the internet or communicating with parents in the U.S., making it up. They tell...
Well, it's like if horses drink out of a poison pond and all the horses fall over dead, you know there's poison in the pond. I mean, this is 2 + 2 = 4. Something's going on.
Yeah, no doubt at all. And I think the wrong questions have been asked by the government. They're trying to avoid even questioning the safety of vaccines. And they've been mandated by the government to look at vaccine safety in the context of autism. And they're doing everything they can to avoid that. Now, you have to ask why. Why? Surely in the interest of children's health, you would want to know whether there's a link or not. If only to protect the vaccine program by maintaining public confidence. But no, they seem not to wish to look at these issues.
And to be clear, you're a surgeon and a expert who researches, you know, the gut, the stomach, the intestines. I mean, that's your specialty. And, you know, you did these studies, and now they're claiming that you've engaged in fraud, but then when you read the articles, they never show any evidence of fraud. They just say you're a fraud.
Yeah, and it's interesting that the claim of fraud has come from a freelance journalist who has absolutely no training whatsoever in science or medicine, and he has gone into the media and made up the most extravagant stories that when... even the most mundane analysis fail to substantiate. And it's very, very sad that in pursuing their case against me, the government's PR campaign in the UK has bought into this notion.
Well, Doctor, we're going to come back and talk about how they lied about you, and I don't think you have to get your good name back. The mainstream media is so discredited now worldwide that the fact that they're attacking you, is only heaping credit to your name, and that your research is verified by other research. But I'm going to bring up the $64 million question when we come back, which is the question you posed. Why do they know this is happening, and are they intensifying it? And we'll get your answer to that. Dr. Andrew Wakefield is our guest. I'm going to open the phones up specifically for families who have children with autism and their experience. 800-259-9231. We'll be right back with Dr. Andrew Wakefield. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
By the way, I forgot to add, this book is so important, we only cover the most informative information. It's available on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. Callous Disregard, Autism and Vaccines, The Truth Behind a Tragedy, Andrew J. Wakefield. If your grandchildren are about to get married or having children, give them this book. And while you're at it, send them a few links to pig virus contaminates vaccines, but FDA says no problem, or send them mainstream government documents where they admit hundreds of millions of people were given the SV40 cancer virus in the polio shot, and they admit tens of millions then died from that. And look, I'll come right out and say it. I've made the film Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I have the White House Science Czar's own textbook. They're doing this on purpose. These are eugenicists. This is population reduction. They're testing soft kills. Why would they come out and say it's okay for the Gardasil shot to kill young women? Why would they come out and say it's okay if tens of millions died of cancer from the SV40 shot? Why would they? They're setting the precedent to do this out in the open. Now, Andrew Wakefield, medical doctor, he won't go that far. He did the studies. Separate studies have been done, shown the same thing. I have medical doctors on about the same thing with Crohn's disease. Luckily, it doesn't have the early onset and fry the brain, to put it in layman's terms, as a doctor, well, as many doctors have said here on the radio show. But I got one person in my office has Crohn's. It's almost killed him. And it's mainline medical research that they're looking at that being vaccine cause. So callous disregard, autism, and vaccines, the truth behind the tragedy. Dr. Wakefield, look, they know it's doing this. You said you were just in the trial over in England, the hearings, and got even more documents. They've known this is going on. What, in 2000? ABC News got the documents from 2000, and it came out in 2002. I'm sure you're familiar with this, where it was the head of the Food and Drug Administration saying, I wouldn't give this to my grandkids. We've got to cover up what this has done. My God, we've damaged millions. And then they lied and said they'd taken mercury out. And of course, that's separate. Most of the doctors we talk to, like Russell Blaylock, they say the mercury is toxic, but is really a side issue. They say it is the adjuvant effect of causing an autoimmune response that causes the miscarriages, that causes the autoimmune response in the intestines, the autoimmune response, the brain swelling. A lot of children have a convulsion in the car or at home after the shots. Then cops come and arrest them because there's blood on the brain. They say they've shaken the babies. You know, that's a whole other facet to this, doctor, isn't it? How they also persecute people when the soft kill weapon, MMR, really hits them hard. Then they say, oh, you must have beat your kid.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're absolutely right. There were cases in England where there were a shaken baby syndrome. The child died. They had hemorrhages. The pathologist ought to say, look, this is something that could be consistent with the DTP vaccine that he's just had. They weren't allowed to talk about it. They were actually forbidden to talk about it in the courtroom. They couldn't address the vaccine issue. Now, if you can't bring the evidence into court, what kind of justice is that? And the parents are found guilty of having...
But that's even better. They get to brain damage the kid and then throw the parents in prison. This is a wonderful system for a predatory government. Go ahead.
Yeah, now I don't, you know, at the moment, Alex, I'm as a scientist and a doctor, I don't know whether, you know, to what extent this is just incompetence or conspiracy, but I do know there's a lot of damage out there that is being brushed under the carpet, and it's unacceptable. Kids in this country have never been, had so many chronic immune diseases, asthma, eczema, hay fever, the Crohn's disease, autism. What is going on? It's a key question. The one study they will not do is a comparison of vaccinated versus unvaccinated children, long-term health outcomes. And that, the reason they won't do that is of a real concern to me, because I think they suspect that it will show that the kids who've been vaccinated are worse off. Now, it may not, but do the study. The people deserve it. Parents have every right to expect that study not only should have been done in the past, but if not, must be done now as a matter of urgency. They don't want to do it.
Well, doctor, look, we've had decades of this info coming out. They know what it's doing. And so we could say in the past maybe it was just incompetence, but now the system clearly knows that vaccines are causing all sorts of problems. I mean, take Gardasil. In the trials, it caused death, but still they came out and aggressively pushed it. Can you speak to that? And then also the admission that these vaccines are now contaminated with pig viruses, and you have written on that subject.
Yeah, to break it down, there are two things. I was at a meeting recently, Alex, with one of the speakers was one of the senior scientists involved in the production of the Gardasil vaccine. And she was extremely concerned about the way it had been used, the rapidity with which it had been introduced in America. She said it was intended for women in third world countries or girls in third world countries who didn't have access to cervical smear screening, that there was no evidence that it worked and that it was associated with problems. The reason for introducing it seems to be entirely a commercial one. And having spoken to someone who worked at Merck, an insider, there were problems in the trial, as you've alluded to, from very early on. So And I read the other day, it's just been withdrawn or suspended in India, where girls died after administration. So there's a problem. And please, the government cannot just ignore this. The recent debacle over the pig viruses in a rotavirus vaccine. Again, this is a vaccine in England. No one uses rotavirus vaccine. Why is it necessary in the US? So we have a vaccine, and then after they say it's been extensively tested for safety, years later it's been given to millions of children, then they find that it's contaminated with pig viruses. So when they find that the Glaxo vaccine is contaminated with the what's meant to be a non-injurious vaccine, they withdraw it. They suspend it from the market. Then they find, a couple of months later, that the Merck vaccine is contaminated not with, just with the pig virus, type 1 virus, but the type 2 virus, which is known to be a pathogen dangerous in pigs, and they put them both back on the market. Now, how can they possibly say, as they did, that the benefits outweigh the risks? They have no idea what the risks are whatsoever. That is a totally dishonest statement. It is a lie. And it is a misrepresentation to the consumer and the American people.
Well, the way Dr. Blalock discusses it is that when you inject a bunch of RNA mixed with adjuvants that jack up the immune system on top of it, that the stomach and the intestines is really the front line of our autoimmune system. And that it just causes all sorts of bizarre interactions. And that this has been known for over 100 years. And that they're fully aware of what they're doing. I mean, Dr. Blalock comes right out on the show, and he, of course, reads the documents and says this is a population reduction program. But I don't expect you to go that far. I know you've already been demonized for simply doing the basic research. Let's briefly, though, talk about their false charges against you and then what's actually in the book, Callous Disregard, and how important it is for people to support you, because I've done separate research and I know that you've actually been tame in what you've said, and it's because you are so measured and well researched and effective that they're so scared of you. But I mean, let's talk about again countering their attempted demonization of you, doctor.
Right. The principal charge against the doctors was that we conducted unethical research without the appropriate approvals on children. We exploited children for the purpose of experimentation. What we actually did was listen to and respond to parents who were concerned about sickness in their very, very, very ill children who had been historically ignored by the medical system. We put together a multidisciplinary team to assess these children, to investigate them and diagnose them clinically. And what they have done in England is to misconstrue that as experimentation. It was not. And the contemporaneous documentation absolutely confirmed that these children were being investigated for clinical reasons. You do not need an approval from an ethical committee for clinical investigations.
Well, my dad's a dentist, and you know, he's got patents and things on just treatments for, say, dry socket. And that's how it works, is you say to a patient, do you want to be part of a study? We're going to pay you this money, and then you do it.
Right, let me be absolutely clear, that Alex, no patient was ever paid by anyone for being in the study.
No, I know, but that's not even unethical. Everybody knows that the big pharma companies and everybody pays, but they're saying on the news, they're trying to claim you paid them, so it's unethical to be able to do a test on them, and they're acting like you were Dr. Mengele or something when you did extremely ethical studies. My point is, knowing how medical trials work, you did nothing wrong, and they're misconstruing what you did.
Yes, it seems to me they're deliberately misunderstanding the evidence that is in front of them. And it was an extraordinary decision to have come to. We were all, I have to say, frankly, amazed that they could reach that decision. They either completely misunderstood it, or they had come to a predetermined decision based upon government pressure and media misreporting.
Well, they're desperate. I mean, would you agree that there is a mass awakening to the dangers of vaccines going on right now?
Yeah, I think this is something they find particularly difficult to cope with, that despite everything they've done to me, despite all the public relations that have been attacking me and the parents and other doctors, there was a study recently that showed that one in four parents in this country thinks vaccines cause autism. In other words, their public relations campaign has failed, because that is without any counter public relations campaign from our side. I haven't been in the media before because I haven't been able to be in the media. I haven't been able to get these facts out there. And 53% of people in that study, 53% of parents, think that vaccines are associated with serious side effects. So they have got a problem. And the problem is one of their own making.
Well, Dr. Wakefield, during the H1N1 situation, all I asked people to do was to read the vaccine insert. It said may cause neurological disorder. It said may reduce fertility. It said may be linked to cancer. So, I mean, everybody knows vaccines have, quote, adverse reactions.
Yeah. I think the swine flu really needs to be brought out to the open. Here we were persuaded through a mass public relations campaign of fear and intimidation that there was going to be the worst epidemic of the nastiest flu ever, and we had to get this vaccine. It turned out to be one of the mildest influenza viruses on record. The vaccine seems to have caused far more problems than they're prepared to admit to, and that needs thorough investigation and government oversight to determine what went wrong there and why it went wrong.
By the way, your book is now published just for a week or so, and it's, what, 23 on the Amazon chart, shooting up charts everywhere else. Give folks the best website. Is it callous-disregard.com? Is that the best site for folks to visit, Doctor?
Well, here's the thing, Alex. If people go on in the next 24 hours onto Amazon.com and buy it there, it goes to the top of the Amazon bestseller list, and it's gone from, it was published yesterday, in fact. It's now gone up to number 25. So if you want to buy it today, next 24 hours, go to Amazon.com, buy it there. And if you want to buy it after that, then go to callous-disregard.com. And anything that we raise, then a proportion of that will go to autism research.
Absolutely. I want to take some phone calls, but promise now, because you live in Austin, that the next month or two you'll come and be in studio with us.
I you've got to keep me away. I'd love to come and see you.
Absolutely. We can't wait to have you here with us. We don't have a lot of time left, this segment and the next, and I want to go to a few calls here for you, Dr. Wakefield. But again, we appreciate your courage. We appreciate you standing up and speaking out through the ridiculous demonization. But to be specific then, you literally did studies in your own office and didn't even pay people to be part of the studies, because I've heard them on the news saying you did, as if that was bad. So just set the record straight. You did nothing wrong except try to save people.
We pursued our professional and moral duty, and we stand by everything we did, yes.
And as you said, other studies are showing similar responses. So, well, that's the thing about the mainstream news articles. They never really say what you did. They just say you're bad somehow and unethical. And I guess it's another political move, just like the British government exonerating Tony Blair lying about WMDs. I guess they're just losing all credibility.
I'm afraid so. I think that this is an extravagant public relations campaign. It's actually a smokescreen to cover up the fact that there is a problem that they are unable to deal with, and therefore it's easier to go after me than it is after solving the problem.
But what are they going to do as more parents go take the polio shot and their kid dies of polio, which is in CBS News, or they get a Gardasil shot and their daughter convulses and is paralyzed the neck down for the rest of her life, or the 18-month-old's giggling, laughing, somebody's listening right now, they're not going to listen, they don't believe us, the child has the shots, they have a convulsion, the police take the parents to jail. I mean, you know, the reason they're going to lose this PR operation is because as their carnage continues, people are going to wake up and remember that we warned them.
Yes, people are most definitely waking up to the fact, because respectable, mainstream, professional, entirely intelligent people are now realizing for themselves that this is affecting their families. You know, if autism doesn't affect you now, then it certainly will in the future, because the numbers are going up so quickly. So people are coming to the realization in the saddest, most tragic possible way, and that is a personal experience of the problem. And it's just too big now to brush under the carpet.
What do you want to say to those out there that have persecuted you and lied about you? Because no doubt, Doctor, they're going to end up seeing and hearing this interview. What would you like to say to them?
Well, you know, it's a futile effort, because I'm not going away. The parents aren't going away. The children aren't going away. The work will be done. Truth will come out. So you're not going to change the history of this one bit. We will get to the bottom of it. Whether it exonerates the vaccines or whether it implicates them, my job as a scientist is to pursue this to its natural conclusion. So that is what I intend to do.
We're going to go to break and come back and take a few calls for the doctor. But before we do that, Jenny McCarthy, I've heard vicious talk show hosts nationally on TV and radio claim that she's just wanting publicity. No, she has a child who was damaged that she lives with every day. And to just show how callous they are to attack a mother who has a sick child, clearly from the vaccines, and to claim that she's doing this for her own publicity, these people are just heartless. I mean, you know, have they spent time with the children that have been wrecked by this?
Yeah, and because they're unable to deal with the facts of the matter, then they go after the person. And they have no compunction about how they go after the people. They're ruthless, and they are solely interested in protecting their own territory. And that is a great, great shame.
Well, you're going to be speaking tomorrow at an important event, and we'll cover that when we come back on the other side. We'll tell folks how to be there. But bottom line, when you talk to Jenny McCarthy, what is her resolve like under the attack she's been under?
Oh, I think she's absolutely determined. You know, for mothers like Jenny, a small part of them, a big part of them, in fact, has been damaged and destroyed. And, you know, mothers will never quit. They will never, ever, ever give up. And they are an inspiration to doctors like me to continue the work.
Yeah, they've made a lot of mothers mad, a lot of fathers mad, and they're going to be brought to justice. Their whole eugenics program, these people are going to hang high. Doctors, stay there.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
folks, the book, Callous Disregard, Skyhorse Publishing, the folks that put out The Secret Team by Fletcher Prouty, the Jesse Ventura books, all available at InfoWars.com. Dr. Andrew Wakefield will be in studio with us in the next month or so. He's going to work on getting us Jenny McCarthy on the broadcast as well. We just want to get the word out and save children. You jump in front of a truck to save a child. Why wouldn't you warn people about these vaccines? You can meet Dr. Andrew Wakefield at the American Rally for Personal Choice tomorrow in Chicago. And so you can find out more details on the website, ageofautism.com. But in closing, I wanted to jam in a few calls for our guest. He's got to leave just here in just a few minutes. But it's so exciting to know that we will bring these criminals to justice. They're not going to stop us, and they're scared. John in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex and Dr. Dr. Wakefield. My sister is Mary Tocco. And I live in Northern Michigan. I have a cousin that has two children with autism. Her third child she didn't give the vaccine to. I had a neighbor who just, his daughter lost a child right after the vaccine. The child died. A niece who had a son that had a reaction to it. My wife works for community mental health here in Northern Michigan, and it's just, she takes care of the developmental end of the, not the mental. And it's just rampant through Northern Michigan. These families are so devastated with it, and they have hardly any support from the medical industry. The agency my wife works for, they started a camp for children with autism on the lakes at Torch Lake, and it's just grown. It used to be a local, but now it's a statewide.
Soon, 90% will have it. They'll just say, that's the way it is, 50 shots a month. Everyone can. And, you know, like geniuses will be able to tie their shoelaces. Mental giants will be able to talk. And, you know, like a mental giant with an IQ of 71 points will say, Mommy, is it true that people could once walk? Because everybody will be in wheelchairs. And, I mean, I'm being a little bit sarcastic here, but I mean, this is just so sickening. John, I appreciate your call. You know, that's a good final question for you, Dr. Wakefield. I'm going to come back with other calls in a moment. Sorry, he's got to go. But just the number of children everywhere. I mean, how obvious does this have to get?
I know. How is the system ever going to cope with this extraordinary problem? I mean, what you're going to have is you're going to have children affected. You're going to have the parents, therefore, affected, the families affected, the siblings, the grandparents. You're going to have every child is going to need 24-hour-a-day care, and therefore they're going to need two or three carers a week. You've got 30% of the population, 40% of the population just devoted to the care of children with developmental disorders. This isn't a productive economy. There's something going horribly wrong. It's something that's got to be done. It's long overdue, so we need to get on and do it.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Wakefield, we're going to talk to you again very soon, and I'm glad you're able to speak publicly now. It's just so important to get this information out. Callous Disregard, Autism Vaccines, The Truth Behind a Tragedy, Amazon.com, Infowars.com. God bless you, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, sir.
Wow, that was a very scary interview. Look, the people running things know exactly what they're doing. Okay? I mean, every day I read where another village died after they took the smallpox shot. A bunch of people died in a village after they took the polio vaccine. You know, a bunch of kids died after they took this shot, that shot. And they're just normalizing it where it's just completely normal. And yeah, you know, we got 10 kids in the neighborhood. Two of them are dying of cancer right now. Three of them are autistic. The others have got allergies so bad they can't come out of the house. They're all on medication. Everything's normal. And they've got hundreds of new vaccines awaiting approval, and you've got to take them all. And I meant to ask Wakefield about this. What is his concern about the move to make vaccines mandatory? See, because we're waking up now, they're saying SWAT teams are coming. Roll up your sleeve.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere.
Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091. Visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying our 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The story is up on PrisonPlanet.com. U.S. Postal Service expands construction of secret rooms. Military source fears criminal investigative units will be used as black sites for detainment of Americans in the event of national emergency and declaration of martial law. And we've confirmed they have been drilling at post offices for this. Now, I should have gone to your calls earlier with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, but we're going to go back to some of your calls right now. Ron, Janice, Jimmy, Jeff, and others calling in with problems they've had with their children becoming autistic after they take the inoculation. Ron in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you today?
You know, I'm sick in my stomach. I know they're poisoning us by design. They brag about it in white papers, and I want to bring these people to justice.
Well, I got the firsthand information and experience about that. I have a 13-year-old boy that was diagnosed autistic from Emory University in Atlanta when he was 18 months old. Thank God my wife at the time, she's recently passed away, was a nurse, and she had recognized some developmental delays when he was 12 months old. It took us that long to just get an appointment and get doctors to actually give us permission to get an appointment.
No, what your boy needs is more shots.
Well, he did have vaccinations up until he was 14 months old, Alex. And then we discontinued. Now, he has a sister.
Yeah, normally the third round is when they really destroy your child. And that's why they're so happy to get that third round in there. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
He has a sister that's 11 months old or younger than him who has never been inoculated. In fact, I've talked to you before about her, about the papers that she's written. She has never had a needle in her arm ever.
Well, that's great news. I meant to go over this with Dr. Wakefield. Of course, they're just going to release bio attacks that we're not immune to and say, see, you need the shots. But this is what these criminals do. But I should have gone into Wakefield, what they found, you know, the treatments are to reverse this. I've talked about it with other doctors, but I wanted to get his view on it. But go ahead.
I tell you that if you would have seen this kid 10 years ago and see this kid today, totally different kid.
How are you able to reverse their soft kill?
I don't have any scientific proof, but we went through the gluten-free, casein-free diets. We went through the no dairy. We went through occupational, physical, speech therapies. We even went through the, he was so violent at one time, he got kicked out of a 6-child autism class.
But that's beautiful. You stayed with him, you worked through it, and they didn't get to chemically destroy your child. That's one soul they didn't get to suck dry in their bloodletting Nazi operation. God bless you. Very exciting, Ron. Glad that got your son back. I'm glad these murderers didn't get their hands on him. I can't wait to get our hands on them. Janice in Texas, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I had a question for Dr. Wakefield. I gave my daughter, my daughter got the MMR vaccine in 1985 in the UK, and at age 20, she developed Crohn's. And I'm wondering, can the onset be that late?
Oh, absolutely. No. It's been proven in study after study. Thank God your daughter didn't get the massive brain damage. It just attacked the gut. And Crohn's is completely connected to the autoimmune disease, the response, because your stomach wall is meant to take on viruses and bacteria as a buffer. So it takes on these engineered viruses.
that start living there, and then your body has an autoimmune response, and basically Crohn's, for those that don't know, it's like you have poison ivy of your intestine. Your body recognizes it as an outside threat and starts attacking your own intestines.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Another little gift from the New World Order. So how's your daughter doing now?
She's doing better. I mean, she's doing fine. When she doesn't eat and then she eats a lot, she'll like have an accident and her pants. And I mean, she's a beautiful girl and it's like so embarrassing for her and it's just awful.
Well, you know what? Just let her know who did it to her. You can get all the documents. And I'm sorry to hear it. Well, you heard me talking about Crohn's with Wakefield. That's because you just do Crohn's disease vaccination link. And the globalists love it. They enjoy hurting you. They love murdering you. They love debilitating you. They enjoy it.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at Infowars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, my friends, I don't like to get into a subject like this without giving you other pieces of the puzzle. 4 years ago, we got secret documents that are now mainstream news and confirmed to be real, where they're training now over 50,000 preachers for gun confiscation to tell their flocks to go to the relocation centers, to take forced inoculations, to do whatever the government tells them, Romans 13. They're called clergy response team. The InfraGuard hiring private citizens to spy on their neighbors with shoot-to-kill orders. The John Warner Defense Authorization Act, the different executive orders, all for martial law. the gun confiscation drills, you've seen all of it. We're going to put this on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. U.S. Postal Service expands construction of secret rooms. Now, Steve Quayle called me this morning, and he talked about how Al Cuppett had given him the info on the secret interrogation rooms being expanded. I called Paul Watson. He did deep searches on Google, but also on other search databases, and found United States Postal Service interrogation rooms. But we have the internal blueprints where they're expanding these with these big, you know, one-way windows. And Watson did find what my memory had pulled up, that during the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, remember 2002, they wanted to have forced inoculation nationwide for smallpox, and it came out in news articles that, oh yeah, the feds are going to use sports stadiums and postal offices as the centers where if you refuse to be inoculated, you'll be taken and beheld, but will also forcibly inoculate if we're given the orders at these injection facilities. And then it turned out police and sheriff's deputies were the ones that were leaking the info. So we know this is real. So that's why when Steve called me, I went, yeah, no, this ties into all the info I have. And he said, listen, this isn't just Al Cuppett, who's a good source, worked for the Joint Chiefs of Staff, that gave me this info. He said, I was already told this last week by one of my sources in Montana who was in one of these facilities, and they're expanding it. Now, you tie that in with all the military reports of them doing gun confiscation drills and military checkpoints in the news. They'll have these PR pieces, these acclamation pieces, like, oh, the Marines were out running checkpoints looking for drunk drivers in California or Tennessee. Oh, the regular Army was out in Kentucky. Oh, the local police are training for martial law. The point is, they're getting ready to implode the economy. They've built this over the last few decades. They have the legislation introduced. They have the 10 regional FEMA governors under federal control with the National Governors Act. All this is in place, and now Steve has gotten, and by the way, we called the numbers and called the addresses, you know, pulled up the numbers on the addresses. We're going to go through that PDF file for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. If you go to the article and link through, we have a PDF document there in the second paragraph, and we'll scroll down so they can see it, so they can actually see the diagrams in that PDF. Yeah, there you have it. Where you can see the different blueprints for these huge interrogation rooms. And what's a big concern is multiple sources say they've got the cover claiming this is for postal inspector criminal investigations, though no one's ever heard of it. That's the cover for building it. We know, even in mainstream articles, these are for forced inoculations and federal police interrogation. So I want to go to Steve Quayle, who is hot on the trail of this. Steve, good to have you back with us.
Thanks, Alex. The interesting thing about this story that is breaking today with you and I and others, especially many thanks to Al Cuppett, is last week I ran into a gentleman that obviously knows who I am, and he started opening up about the work he's been doing on different, not only post offices, but Department of Homeland Security facilities and federal buildings for, you're going to love this, literally silent rooms called the interrogation rooms. And this guy knows what's going on, and he's a security specialist. He said, Steve, what these guys are building are nothing more than absolutely, and he said, in his words, they are rendition centers. Now, we know what rendition means, torture. And we also know the fact that based on what multiple witnesses throughout the country are saying, is everything is being geared up, and the level of not only secrecy, but of cordoning off these areas, Alex, with more guards and everything, is indicative of something that's getting really, really...
Yeah, now they're staffing it. That's the big concern. Remember,
right,
Bush started the secret arrest, the snatch and grab, the torture. Now Lieberman and McCain are on the news trying to pass laws, the Belligerent Act, where the Pentagon can direct citizens are secretly arrested, secretly stripped of their rights, and can be given, quote, enhanced interrogation. And then it turns out Obama oversees
has been using new black sites at horse ranches and foreign post office facilities. So they love the nondescript building. They bring you in the back of a postal truck and take you into the torture facility.
Absolutely. Now, I want to read a quick update from a friend of mine. I'm not going to disclose the city. You know what it is. But just for his friend's sake, Steve, my best friend works in a major Midwest area post office distribution facility on the north side. He has spoken of this mysterious room that was described in your expose. He said it's closely guarded by the postal police and only a few management members are granted access. It's located on the second floor of the facility and the only access is by a catwalk. I always wondered what it was about. Wait until I tell him what it is all about. He won't be too surprised because he suspected something bad was happening in there. So, Alex, this is a real-time today update from a major Midwest city, and the bottom line is that people who even work in the post offices, the average postal letter carrier is not going to know necessarily what this is for. But the idea of when under the Emergency Health Powers Act, remember we were going to have to go to the post office to register?
Yeah, that was in the Denver Post. I mean, and Paul Watson has links. They were going to use it as the forced inoculation interrogation centers to see if you're an extremist. Now they admit everybody's being put on list to control this. So this fits into everything we already know. But also we know the feds admit they're growing the opium, shipping in the cocaine. They can also use these secret facilities in all the big post offices as a place to ship in their drugs and then break it up and then move it out. So it'll also be used just like when the CIA rendition plane crashed 3 years ago with 3.5 tons of pure cocaine. It turned out that was also a torture plane. So they use these for dual use. I would imagine there's also going to be narcotics being brought through these.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, one of the stories you're carrying today, on Prison Planet is former CIA officials admit to faking bin Laden video. I think people better realize, Alex, where they have been dumb and dumbed down. They better allow this reality-based information to shake them up and wake them up, because the bottom line is that, ladies and gentlemen, you are, if you're listening to this program or listening to me or anybody that's out there screaming at the top of their lungs, you've already probably been categorized as a terrorist. And you know, Alex, when people didn't speak out against torture, and I went wild over that, so did you, I said, listen, they will not care until it's their child, their wife, their husband in those chambers. And God forbid, I hope that through the exposing of this, people start figuring it out. And listen, the only way the Luciferians can live is under the cloak of darkness, secrecy, and control. So, you know, my hat again is off to you for putting the light on the subject matter that you're dealing with, because
Steve,
it's upon us now.
Well, it is. I want to shift gears just for a moment. You remember you were the one that broke the news that a group of private mercenaries run by a felon had taken over areas of Hardin, Montana, the $27 million facility. I went there. It was true and even more. Now, I was sent a photograph yesterday, and I wasn't going to cover this hour, but towards the end, I'm going to go ahead and start because I'm still doing research. It says, I saw this car on I-45 north toward downtown Houston today at about 9 a.m. Never saw one of these before. He was driving like a bat out of hell. It says State Tactical on it. And guess what? It has the Serbian coat of arms. It has a similar name to one that Hilton has used. And it's tied into Israeli defense companies, and it has the same website design and same look. But we've confirmed they do have these fake police cars now driving around in Houston, and we've almost confirmed it's connected to Hilton. We're not 100% sure, but it's the same MO, the same names. I mean, this is, and the fact that the feds haven't done anything about Hilton to begin with, this is just insane.
Well, I think, too, that people need to understand something. The information that I gave about Department of Homeland Security and others, they've got to, I think every listener has got to recognize that if they don't see a policeman or a sheriff or a highway patrolman or state trooper, these guys now, under law, Alex, can put on any, if they're under the Department of Homeland Security, they can wear any one of a dozen different uniforms. They're putting them they're hiding them in plain sight. And again, if all of the events that are taking place concurrently don't send the biggest warning that's ever been sounded on talk radio by your program, the bottom line is that there is no more event that can take place except when they drop the hammer. And ladies and gentlemen, that's why all this information is out there. Every single politician who has voted for this stuff needs to be recalled on recall petitions immediately.
Well, let's talk about how they could roll out martial law. Notice they're talking about nuclear war with North Korea. They're talking about first strikes on Iran right as the global banking meltdown happens. We'll talk about that in the second half of the interview, Steve Quayle. But because I was interrupting some, when we come back from break, walk through what your different sources are telling you, and that's the same info I'm getting. This morning, you weren't sure. You were saying, do you know anything about these blueprints? We went and looked it up, found out indeed it's public that they're building these prison facilities inside of the Postal Service. Paul Watson has links to that in his article, U.S. Postal Service Expands Construction of Secret Rooms. This just went up on PrisonPlanet.com. So we've confirmed this is going on, but the issue is it's the other things that the people are telling you who are involved in this, that they're now being staffed. They're now being expanded. They're now building bigger ones. They can wear any patch they want of any agency. And how they admitted 7 years ago, this is part of the forced inoculation program. That is confirmed. Steve Quayle's our guest. Key info straight ahead.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TactileGear.com. All Tactile Gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TactileGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TactileGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TactileGear.com. Or call Tactile Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want?
My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Steve Quayle's our guest. Okay, Steve, lay it all out. Why this is such a concern? Because it's not like they're just building secret jails, which we went and tracked down and found the government purchase orders. That's creepy enough. We know from past mainstream reports they want to use post offices during collapse of society and for forced inoculation. And go ahead.
Well, also, I think the thing that everyone needs to watch is all of the new revelations on the ID, the new push for national ID, the new biometric scanning, the new DNA scanning, the new sampling against your will. I mean, the point is, Alex, the post office is going to become the place where once they generate the false flag in conjunction with, I believe, Iran, in conjunction with North Korea, I think people need to understand this, that the mainstream press absolutely does not give news, they don't give the truth, and they only give what I would call diversionary entertainment, and let's put that in question marks. So the point that it has to be made clearly is that the identification, the vilification, the nullification, and soon the destruction of anyone who is other than them is going to take place. And look, Alex, we've seen it. The Mayak report, all the different documentation, it doesn't even matter if we can prove historically that false flags are general operating procedure of the power that's in place at the time. The Korean incident, starting with the sinking of the South Korean ship by North Korea, followed up with massive deployment of some of the state-of-the-art weaponry to not only Guam, but also Okinawa, the reversal of the Japanese government to Okinawa. I can tell you this from someone I know in Japan told me 3 days ago, point blank, he said, Steve, I was in a position to hear some of the Japanese military, two of their highest leaders, saying it's time to break out the stuff that we hoped we'd never have to use. He said, use your imagination. As most people know, Alex, Japan is not thrilled with the idea of a nuclear war in Korea. And let's look now to the oil spill. Whether people believe it or not, want to accept it or not, all these things are happening almost in a concerted and a concentrated point in time to generate the massive amount of chaos. The New World Order thrives on one word. Out of chaos must come the New World Order. And so now we've got, every day we've got whether the president of this country making statements on a new global order. We're seeing it all, but remember, and this is the thing I think that everyone loses track of, you cannot bring on the new world order until you do away with the old world order. So the false flag is a given. I'm also told, and I've been told this by people who live in your area, and you know in Austin, you guys have a lot of retired and active duty, you know, special operations people, that again, the idea is that once it starts in the Middle East, and Egypt's already running their test war against Israel, Syria. Everybody's getting ready for the big one. And currently with that, it's the divide and conquer policy. North Korea can absolutely take out Seoul, Korea, with their artillery, I think, in under 2 hours. So that means we'll disperse and dispatch some of our most technologically advanced stuff that most people don't. don't even want to acknowledge exist, but we'll leave that for another time. And even those guys that are in the command and control of all the armed services, U.S. all over the world, they've been up at a level never before seen. And what I'm talking about is that most people think that everything that goes out from orders emanates either from the Pentagon or White House. That's not true. There is White House approval codes, etc., but there are very high-ranking military members with ranks that most people don't even know still exist that are up. Martial Law Papa, by the way, is one of the guys' names. And the thing is that we're seeing now a building almost to a crescendo, and it's waiting for the shoe to fall. But while we're waiting for the shoe to fall, whether it's false flag or an international incident or nuclear war, whatever, the point being is that all these centers are being staffed. All the prisons are being staffed. You know, whether people want to believe that auto carrier cars can be used for human beings or not, I'm not going to argue the point. The thing is, we see everything going on. The vilification of veterans, that's the one that really threw me off, Alex, because a veteran should have been screaming at the top of their lungs.
Well, Steve, I mean, it's admitted they're training for martial law and military lockdown and mass arrest and saying we can only keep you safe if we can arrest citizens and strip them of habeas corpus. We can only keep you safe if we can torture. I mean, look at the North Korea situation. You've got the Swiss company headed up by Rumsfeld giving them the nukes, and then now right on time, having the North attack that South Korean ship. I mean, this is all happening at the perfect time with what's going on in the economy as well. But key article up on prisonplanet.com. You can also read the PDF document on Steve Quayle's website. We'll give that to you when we come back. U.S. Postal Service expands construction of secret rooms. And we confirmed this. We don't just have the documents of some of the secret rooms in different cities. We have also the news admitting they're building these. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Folks, don't forget that you make this radio slash TV show possible. You make the films possible, the news websites, and plus the books and videos are what are waking people up. And the population is now ready to be awakened. Get Don't Tread on Me about 10th Amendment, states' rights, democracy versus republic. You know, where were you in the Second American Revolution to restore freedom? That's what Don't Tread on Me, available on DVD at InfoWars.com covers. PrisonPlanet.tv members can also watch that film. Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined. Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. And by the way, in Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, we went to Hardin, Montana. And I duck into one of the offices when they gave us a little fake tour, and it had the big maps, the blueprints saying Alien Detention Center. Remember, they had said it was going to be a FEMA camp on CNN. Then they denied that. And they had a DNA testing room in there when I ducked in. I mean, I'd flip the camera on, duck in, because they wouldn't let me get in. That's been being posted on YouTube right now. It's going to be posted in with this article with the info Steve Quayle and others gave us. But I want to be specific here, ladies and gentlemen. Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA covers all of the developments that are taking place. Everyone needs to see this. When they're taking blood under federal grants at checkpoints all over the country, and when they're announcing they're going to arrest citizens without any due process, that is martial law. It's what increment of martial law are we under? So we also do need to have your support out there. 888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to call and get books and videos or ask about different combos and specials. 888-253-3139. Or you can see all my films in super high quality and other great films we've been authorized to post at PrisonPlanet.tv, like Camp FEMA. That's going up there this week at PrisonPlanet.tv, not just Don't Tread on Me. And you can also visit InfoWars.com and get the books, videos, materials, because this is a big nut to crack every month to fund this operation. But we've been able to do what we've done because of your financial support. So I want to thank all of you for your support. Be sure and get the books and videos and materials. You may already know everything, but your friends and family don't. So see it as a donation. Buy the books, buy the videos, then give them to friends and family. You can make copies of all my films. Get them out to everybody. We just want to stop what's happening. I mean, look at how things get crazier and crazier and crazier by the minute. And I want to talk about the bigger geopolitical situation with Steve Quayle here with us now. But, Steve, give folks your website.
My website is stevequayle.com, Q-U-A-Y-L-E.com. And, Alex, just since we've been on the air together, a guy that's worked on these just sent me an email saying, I've worked on about six of these rooms across the state. They use them to keep anonymity of the people working in them. We had to have a 10-year background check, including full fingerprints and a 30-page form. I've worked in many other post offices and federal buildings without any background work. The head of the project was a 20-year veteran of the CIA. I'm not lying. So, interesting, because again, now you've got domestic intelligence being turned internally. We've got the biggest wars potential being, coming to a focus. And every effort that can be made to ultimately make war against the American people, imprison and torture the American people, and it's all going on under the guise of, domestic security. I've got to tell you, Alex, that what we're talking about, we're hitting a nerve. Now, also, something that your listeners need to know. In real time, frequency alerts are up on HF radio frequencies for all the American troops on the Korean Peninsula. The story's coming out on the news wire.
No. They admit we may have nuclear war. They admit we're in a war footing. North Korea could strike. If North Korea does one thing, including bringing their ships into South Korean waters, South Korea's going to attack. I mean, we could see the start of World War III. And notice how this is happening right on time with the banking collapse.
Absolutely. But what I didn't get a chance to finish, that's really critical, is he said, Steve, As an MBST instructor for American troops in the area, I can tell you there are more tactical nukes in the area than you can shake a stick at. So when you said World War III, Alex, that's exactly it. Now, look, here's the deal. If the banking crisis is worldwide, they have to take down, the Luciferians, the Illuminati, the globalists, have to take down the entire banking system of the world. And they are caught literally with nothing in their vaults. And so the point is that a war is wonderful. The old statement that a banker makes more in one day of war than a year of peace still becomes true. Because remember, whoever's going to shoot at whoever else when it all breaks loose, somebody's paying for the bombs, bullets, as Gerald Celente says. You know, it's the bankers, it's the bombs, and it's the bullets.
Well, I agree with you. Now, this could be averted. This could be averted, but Gerald Celente, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Webster Tarpley, yourself, every expert we have on, and the RAND Corporation agrees, they said this 2 years ago, the only way to get their world government, the only way to get the people to stand down and go along with the tyranny is to launch a major war. And what did the RAND Corporation say in 2008? Paul Watson wrote an article about this. They said a theater war like Iraq isn't big enough. Iran isn't big enough. It needs to be as big as World War II. Where is the only place to kick that off? Well, to be as big as World War II, it's got to be in two different areas at least. A perfect place to start, Iran and North Korea. But here's my issue. We know the Ayatollah Khomeini was brought into power by the West because the Shah wasn't doing what he was told. That's actually on record. They had the arms for hostage situation. Then the Ayatollahs, the Imams, backstabbed the globalists, at least on the surface. We know nukes were given to Pakistan by Israel, the U.S., and England. That's on record. Also, it just came out that Israel was giving them to South Africa. Why? To destabilize things. And we know that ABB and Rumsfeld in 96 and then again in 2000 gave the nukes to North Korea. What is the master geopolitical strategy in that?
Well, the master geopolitical strategy is simply they are going to initiate a global conflagration. It's going to be billed as the Battle of Armageddon, and it's not the not to be confused with the biblical Battle of Armageddon. And they're going to bring about their solution to the war. Look, these guys are just the perfect dialectic demons, okay? They're generating the problem. They're going to provide their solution. And the solution's going to be that, quite candidly, that 5.5 billion people, if they have their way, and they're not going to have their way, but if they had their way, they'd like to see 90% of the world's population destroyed. Now, Alex, if you mix into this the whole situation in the Gulf, why is it that that oil platform, seemingly, the stories, even the guys that worked on it, you know, I think you covered this, are sequestered? Why is it that the original stories were SWAT teams? And by the way, those weren't SWAT teams. Those were special operations teams that were put on different Gulf platforms. Why is it that all this stuff seemingly happened within the last 14 days, if you will, 21 days, and the deal is that it all was almost synchronized and coordinated perfectly as if someone flipped on the switch? My answer to that is someone did flip on the switch. The banking problem is so severe that, in essence, I'll sum it up like this. Every nation in the world is flat ass and flat out broke. The derivatives problem, which we've talked about for a decade and a half, you've talked about, all of the different experts you've interviewed, the guys I've interviewed, they're all saying the same thing. But as long as the band plays on, the TV stays on, and the inane becomes the expected, people are not going to be thinking. And so now every single thing is converging. Every single thing that's been warned about, the police state tactics, the FEMA camps, the torture centers, everything. And, you know, it's amazing because when even, quote, good, seemingly moral people said, yeah, it's all right to torture, I said, how dare you say that? Do you not understand the case that everything's being done overseas is going to come back on your shore, on our shore? And I tell you, Alex, shame on America, shame on its politicians for not speaking out against torture. Because the bottom line is, when I hear and when I see the documents you're seeing and I hear the reports you're hearing, we hear different reports, similar reports, it makes me furious.
Absolutely. I've cleared the phone lines. I'm sorry for those that were holding on other subjects. I want to just take a few calls here for people specifically that have been involved in building these torture facilities, these soundproof secret jails.
And rendition centers.
Absolutely, snatch and grab centers. And we separately have them on the news saying we want to arrest citizens secretly. We want to have the Pentagon arrest whoever they want. And only an act of Congress can find out where they went. So that's mainstream news now, folks. This is really going on. And what better place in the post office? They've admitted they want to use the post office for mass arrest and forced inoculation. Paul Watson has that in his article at prisonplanet.com. So we know they've talked about this in the past. And then Watson did find a mainline webpage which talks about how the architecture firm IPG Architects constructed the criminal investigative offices within the Macon post office in Macon, Georgia. The new documents describe similar rooms being constructed in Lake Forest, Illinois, and other areas of the country. And you look at these are secret dungeons where they can bring you in the back of a postal vehicle, bag over your head, you're brought in into a catwalk, big sealed door, two-way mirrors. This is the secret police. This is the secret America. And we know the black sites in Europe are postal facilities and horse ranches and shut down grocery stores and shut down auto parts facilities. And they just take you in there and torture the living daylights out of you. This is just an archipelago, a gulag. Hell, folks, they're on the news telling you torture's good of children to get answers. And of course, Steve Quayle mentioned this incredible articles up at GCNlive.com. by Steve Watson. Former CIA officials admit to faking bin Laden video. Military psyops took over operation after intelligence project failed to take off. And the incredible part is this is even in the Washington Post. Steve, what's happening? Well, let me give the number out. 1-800-259-9231. Quick calls if you've worked in these facilities, 800-259-9231, or if you helped build them, or if you work in a post office and you've suddenly seen them build a new room or a new building off the structure and you're told not to go in there and it's all locked up. We want to hear from you, 800, when we've confirmed it's real. But the point is, we want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. But, Steve, what is the issue here? Where we knew the government was bringing in narcotics in the 60s, but now they come on the news and say, we're growing the opium. It's a good thing. Suddenly, they're not even hiding things anymore. They're admitting world government. They're admitting they ship in the cocaine. They're just, what is happening, Steve?
Well, I think, first of all, they don't care anymore. Where the cloak of secrecy provided them the ability to do all this stuff and do it with the American people gladly paying their taxes, going along with the idea that America would never be responsible or be involved in something like this, it's kind of a gloating session to the same degree that certain sects around the world have to warn you before they kill you. These guys are perverts. They're totally perverts, okay? And they're perverted in the glee they get out of seeing the control. You know, Alex, you and I have talked about this so many times over the years. They are truly control freaks. But the ultimate power in life and death, they actually believe that they're God, little g. And that provides the ultimate base in the conflict for the ultimate showdown in history, and that's what we're heading for. Look, you've got all the reports coming in the Middle East, whether Egypt's really preparing to attack Israel, Israel's preparing to hit Iran, Iran's preemptively going to hit Israel, and Turkey just basically said the United States go to hell. By the way, we have a lot of nuclear weapons at Incirlik Air Force Base in Turkey. So the point that I'm trying to make is that the volatility of hotspots, by the way, we're going to go into Chavez land too. I mean, that's Venezuela. We're building for that. That was the whole purpose.
Yeah, this is World War III.
Haiti.
Absolutely, Steve. I want to go to some calls here. We'll definitely have to have you back up in the next few days if you can do it. It's always hard to get Steve on. We appreciate him coming on today, but I wanted to bring this up. Again, they're going to tell the post offices this is for postal inspector investigations, but they've always had those offices. We've done the research. These are new, hardened, soundproofed facilities, and they're building them everywhere, and they admit it has the dual use of interrogation and forced inoculation. That's the issue.
And Alex, if it weren't for all those issues, they wouldn't be bulletproofing the glass, they wouldn't be soundproofing the rooms, and they wouldn't be sequestering the access to only a select few that are involved and allowed access to that. Look, it's right into your eyes. They've already declared their whole hand. It's absolutely happening now. And the thing is, the question is, what is the trigger point? That's the question I get asked 100 times a day. I do not know the trigger point, but I can tell you this. Every six shooter in the room is hammer back and finger on the trigger.
Well, no doubt. I mean, look at North Korea. We'll be covering that more tomorrow. I mean, open talk of World War III. Is this being used as a political threat to the nation states? Pay us the tens of trillions to the bankers. Give us a world order or we'll start World War III. That's why the globalists gave nukes to Pakistan, nukes to South Africa, nukes to North Korea. Or will they go ahead and carry it out?
They have to carry it out because, look, the financial meltdown is so now out of control. And there is no answer. There is no solution. You've got 40 million people on food stamps. You've got the commercial real estate market ready to crash. And, you know, I get emails. I don't know if you get these, Alex, where people say, well, it isn't as bad as you guys said it is. No, it's going to be worse. And the fact is that when you've got a plethora of information, voluminous in research, people say, well, I just don't believe it. It has nothing to do with belief.
Well, there's no doubt they're geared up for World War III and total martial law and gun confiscation. That's all admitted. And their finger is starting to squeeze on the trigger. And hopefully we get the word out, we can avert this. But at least we put the word out. Terry in Florida, did you work on one of these facilities?
Well, no, I didn't work in it, but it's a branch post office that I go into, and it has special rooms and like a jail and soundproof, and, you know, it's not like a normal post office that I grew up with, so those type of post offices do exist.
Oh, but and they admit 7 years ago they're going to be used during martial law and forced inoculation. That's another good point, Steve. I've noticed a lot of new post offices themselves are like armored prisons.
Absolutely. Even the little town I live in, Bozeman, our main post office, everything's done through guard gates going down into, they're electronic guard gates with passes. I mean, there's so much stuff going on in little communities. You know, we're about, 40, 50,000 people here. But, Alex, everything is being hardened, okay? And the siege mentality, in Helena, Montana, we have one of the Federal Reserve Banks. And, I mean, the guys that are familiar with what's going on up there, they said, Steve, it's like they're expecting a full-scale war against them.
Well, look, Steve, as you know, for 4 years, all the big money's been leaving the country.
Absolutely.
In a literal evacuation. John Wayne family is leaving. I confirm that from Central Texas. I'll just leave it at that. And remember 3 months before the fake flu thing the feds put out, we had the emergency manager out of Indiana where the feds came to them and said, we're getting ready for millions dead from the flu. It will happen. They use that as a smokescreen to get their grid in place. And we confirmed it then out of the Bureau of Cemeteries was getting ready for it in New York State. And so clearly, and they told the emergency managers, they said, martial law, harden your police stations and fire departments from the citizens. Now, what is it the government's been planning where they think the citizens are going to be attacking all the police stations, Steve?
Well, first of all, it's going to be the financial shutdown of the country first and foremost, Alex. Look, you and I did the show the night that one day, let's remind everybody, one day we were at almost a level 5 bio alert. The World Health Organization was going to take control. We were going to go into...
Stay there.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
the question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Folks, Fox News is reporting threatening Mexico tourist ad involving hunting Arizonans on national Mexican tourist websites. It's got a guy in camo with binoculars saying to the tourist, "In Sonora, we are looking for people from Arizona." I mean, Mexico has such an aggressive stance towards the United States and Calderon demanding we turn in our semi-automatic rifles, you know, because we need to be slaves like the people of Mexico. I wanted to go to a final call for Steve Quayle here, Steve in New York. But, Steve, you were trying to finish a point when we slammed into break there.
Well, right. I just want to remind everybody the effect that was taking place. Remember, Alex, the night that we did the show, and I don't know if it was afternoon or a night. It was the afternoon show we did, and we prayed, and it was like everything was scheduled to go under martial law. Remember, the WHO had exerted their authority. The military was on alert. The military was giving command signals to everybody that this is it. And instantly, within 24 hours, and it was within 24 hours, the whole thing died down. I'm telling people, do not lose hope. Pray like you've never prayed before, that the evil deeds of darkness will be exposed to the light. And seriously, folks, this is the same kind of thing.
They're talking about one false move by the south of the north. They're going to have a nuclear war on the Korean Peninsula. They're talking about going into Iran. They're talking about global financial meltdown any day. Clearly, we all need to be praying to God, regardless, getting ourselves right with God, because, you know, there are no atheists in foxholes. And you know, the globalists, through crises after crises, get us conditioned to just accept crises. We need to get upset about these stage crises that are taking place. Steve in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
We're talking about post offices. It's not just post offices. They're building Army Reserve centers with very heavily fortified center rooms in them. Which could potentially go to underground.
Yeah, they've got threat fusion centers, merging the military, the police, everything publicly. That's a good point, Steve.
Well, absolutely, and I want to share something. You know, this country was supposed to be by the people, for the people. We're a republic, okay? But I think it's important for people to understand that as you and I, Alex, are broadcasting right now, there are people that are absolutely giving confirmation and information to the different places around the country. By the way, fusion centers now, the military is linked into all domestic law enforcement, highway patrol, etc. So now the bottom line is they have their own digital codes. They can lock out specific police as well as allow them. And so one of the ways that I've tried to warn all these years over the blue list will be assisting in the destruction of their fellow Americans, primarily law enforcement. And after they've done their dirty work, Alex, those guys get whacked too. So please, if you're in law enforcement.
Folks, this isn't a joke. You've got Supreme Court nominees saying ban free speech and ban the Second Amendment. Anything else, Steve, in New York about how they're hardening all these government facilities?
Well, it's a new facility that they're building right here out my back door. I was only able to get the evidence by applying for a job there. And I saw the facility. I couldn't take any pictures because, of course, cameras weren't allowed.
Well, again, Steve, you're right on, because every facility that's being built now is being built for D-Day, whatever day that's determined to be. But the point is these are military fortresses. They're being manned with state-of-the-art weaponry, state-of-the-art surveillance, state-of-the-art satellite uplink and downlink capabilities, beyond state-of-the-art communications direct to the military. And Alex, what we are is a nation under siege, and we are a nation soon to be embroiled in the worst case scenario and nightmare ever imagined.
Yeah, they're locking us down, getting ready for World War III. And during World War III, they're going to attack the American people and outside enemies. Steve, amazing info. Thanks for contacting us with these Postal Service torture rooms. We've confirmed they are radically expanding them, and they do exist. Great job. SteveQuell.com, InfoWars.com is our site. Great job to the crew. Back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. We'll be back live in 20 hours. Retransmission starts now. InfoWars.com. Spread the word.